Hello, who's this right here? Mike, oh snap, Mike Malone got one too.
Is that a chicken nugget? Oh, that's the McDonald's chicken nugget. That looked like one of the McDonald's chicken nuggets, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to see.
Like, you don't remember that? That's
not a chick, that's a dude.
It's a nugget. Did they say a Nuggets tattoo?
It's the Denver Nuggets, bro.
Welcome back to A.
That's nothing but Memphis, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that rope was the hood.
Fuck the op.
He said, oh, you want a shot? I said, yeah, man.
I'm in the city, fuck with me, and I got fucking city.
Light it up. Light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
Easy. One thing we are doing for the roomies.
We back in the motherfucking Raw Room.
Oh.
It's all
good. I didn't mean to hit boo. The buttons are smaller, but we are back in the Raw Room, baby.
We back, man. The board,
is loaded. We got a few sounds in here. Mm-hmm. We got what we need for today, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Still learning. We also don't have all of what, I mean, we are missing the big bag.
Mm.
I don't know if y'all can see this box of donuts, but it's holding its place.
Holding it down, man.
Holding it down. But shout out to all the old roomies out here. Everybody tapping in, bro. If it's your first time, go ahead, hit that subscribe button. And if you're not your first time here, go ahead. You know what to do. Hit that like button, comment, go and share it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Tap in with us, man. Show some love.
For sure, bro. And like, subscribe, man.
We finna get to it, baby.
Let's do it, dog.
The draft.
It's coming up.
The draft is here.
Tomorrow.
The draft is here.
Yep. 2024. They are in Detroit. Did you see the promo that Eminem did with, was it a Roger Goodell?
Wait, what?
So Eminem
did. He was with Roger?
Yeah, he did a little promo, bro, with Roger Goodell, bro.
I guess he got to do what he
did.
Do.
I mean, he's in his city, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, the draft is bouncing around like that, though. That is kind of fly. Like, he's going to different cities. It's fly. Like, you know, they started here in Nashville, of course. It was like the first one out of the box was in Nashville.
Nashville was lit.
So now they're in Detroit. Huh? Yeah, I went out there for a few things. I mean, shit, there was hella events during that weekend. Like, they had, like, concerts. They had, like, you know, not just the, like official NFL stuff, but just people in general who were just, you know, throwing events and stuff all weekend,
bro. It's always stuff
going on
around. And some happenings I seen today that they, traded Zach Wilson, your boy, man.
They did.
To the Broncos, baby.
How's that, my boy?
Huh? You was talking. I mean, you had talked about him last.
Oh, well, I guess I did. Yeah, I did. But yeah. I mean, you know.
Traded him for a sixth round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Was that was all they traded him for? Was it just a 6th round pick?
That's it.
That's
correct. Just a 6th round pick.
Nah, he said a bag of chips is crazy, bro. 6th round pick. Come on now, sweet, bro. Somebody can make some shake out of this.
Somebody can. You're right.
They got some, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. So is he going to be, I'm assuming.
Well, they got.
Is he going to be the actual starter in Denver?
They got quarterbacks on the roster, man. I'm sure it's going to be a situation where they're
going to have to figure something out.
Yeah, they got what is it? Stidham?
Yeah, Jared Stidham. He'll be competing
for their starting
position with him.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, it'll be a competition. We'll see sometime in camp, man.
Okay, we'll see.
We're going to find out.
All right, we'll see.
Wait, what does that say?
Zach Wilson has the worst completion percentage since all quarterbacks since 2021.
That's tough.
It is tough.
That's tough.
That's what, 3 seasons?
I mean, but there's room for improvement, but that is tough.
Why are you laughing? You can only go up.
I'm being dead ass.
You're right, though. It's just funny how you said it.
He got a shot.
Because it is true, though. Because like you can only go up from here, homie. You know what I'm saying? You're the worst right now, bro. You can't be worse than the worst, right? You can't. It's not possible.
I mean, you could. He could outdo his current standings.
We not gonna put that order, bro. Hopefully,
I'm not saying, but it could happen. Angel in the outfield, bro. You know.
Damn.
Always in the back of my mind, Angel's in the outfield, bro.
It could happen. Shout out to JP, bro. You never know, man.
But yeah, Broncos country got him a new quarterback, man.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we'll see what Sean Payton do with him.
They also got themselves some new jerseys.
I saw them joints. People was, They was slick killing them, actually. I mean,
new quarterback, new jerseys. What you think of the jerseys?
I mean, like, I saw people killing them, but I don't see. You know what they slick remind me of? Slick. They just remind me of like one of the XFL jerseys.
They kind of simplified it down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I don't know, man. The helmets look decent. The helmets look decent, but I don't know.
I didn't see the helmets.
Yeah, and they also bring back the old school throwback with the powder, blue.
With the D in it?
Yeah. Oh.
Pause.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Whoa.
That's all good.
Whoa.
The powder joint's hard though.
Man, come on now. Whoa. Man here, bro.
The powder joint's hard though. Them jumps hard.
The throwback jerseys actually look pretty good, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay. All right. Nah, for sure.
But I don't know how I feel about it, man. I guess it's you know, it's everybody changing.
Who else got some new concepts? I feel like we talked
about the Jets.
We did. The Jets had
Trading Day Boy away.
Yeah.
Second round pick. It's crazy in the league, man. You just got picked. First round, second round. Now you're getting traded.
I mean,
That was 3 years ago, bro.
They got their quarterback though, so what you expect?
I guess so, man.
Might as well trade for a pick and see what's, you know, draft coming up. You know, to your point, you said right. Like sixth round, you can find some gems. So
they said only. All right, look at this. Here. Only one of the five quarterbacks selected in the first round in 2021 still remain with the team that they were originally drafted.
Wow,
Trevor Lawrence.
Wow, who else is in that class? I know, was it Sam Darnold? Was he there too?
No.
Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
He said Sam.
I say Sam Darnold. No, I don't know why. I wasn't thinking about Sam Darnold. Who I'm thinking of? Don't worry about it. It don't matter what I'm thinking of. It don't matter. This shit irrelevant, motherfucker.
Irrelevant.
That makes sense though. That makes sense. Shit. Heck, honestly, out of all the names, you know, I'm more excited about Justin Fields. I feel like Justin Fields, besides these others, he was just in, you know, not the best situation. You could probably say the same Mac Jones. You probably can, but Fields about to be facts. But he, like, out of those names right now.
You biased.
I'm not being biased. But listen, right now, out of those quarterbacks, besides Trevor Lawrence, he's in the best position right now on an actual better team.
I mean, I feel like you just saying that because he on your team. So you being biased.
Okay, probably. But look at those. Listen. Do you think where is Mac Jones now? Where is he?
He's in Jacksonville. Yeah, he's backing up Trevor Lawrence. Trevor.
Okay, so better position than Justin Fields in Pittsburgh?
No. No, I mean, I guess
Trey
what you're
Lance,
saying.
Trey Lance, where he at?
Faye? Dallas.
Better position than Pittsburgh? Heck no. He ain't Dallas? Yeah. No. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I feel like he's in the best position to make some shape.
No, I mean, you right, but you're still biased, though.
That's okay, though.
You want to see him do good because he's absolutely on your team.
Well, yeah, facts. Absolutely, bro. Still in the nation.
It makes sense, but.
But he is in a better situation, even if so. But, yeah, you're right. Anyway.
But he's not going to be starting, though.
He not. Not yet. Not yet.
So is it a better situation? Because
it is. But listen,
Mac Jones not starting either.
I understand that, but like,
he's right there on the door a start.
But nah, he's not though. Like Mac Jones, you say he's in Jacksonville, right, bro?
Yeah, correct.
He's not playing, boo. Come on now. He's not playing. But Jacksonville got that guy.
Hold on. But what if Russ is cooking?
We'll see. He's on a one-year deal.
Is going to play if he cooking?
But he's on a one-year deal, though. That's all I'm saying. And he's 35.
I understand that, but I'm saying, like, if he cooking.
When it's his time, when it's Justin Fields' time, patience, young one, patience. Nah, you'll get that patience. If Russ is cooking,
If you Mike Tomlin.
I'm Mike. What's up?
And Russ is cooking.
Right.
He having a playoff season.
Right.
Are you putting Justin Fields in?
No.
Okay. So is it a better situation?
It is, though, because you sitting back and you learning from. Because eventually he's going to play.
That's damn near.
Trevor Lawrence ain't leaving Jacksonville no time soon, is what I'm saying.
I ain't saying he's leaving,
that means Mac Jones right now in Jacksonville, he has, like his opportunity to play anytime soon is very slim versus Justin Fields. Justin Fields will probably be out there in like a year or two, maybe, if he sticks around, is what I'm saying. But Trevor Lawrence is the guy down there. He's not going nowhere.
He is, but what if he's not playing good? Is Mac Jones going to play?
What if who's not playing good?
Trevor.
That's a big if, bro.
I know it is, but like.
But yeah, you're right. But chances are, who do you think will play first? Mac Jones or Justin Fields on their respective teams? Who will play first?
Bro, of course it's Justin Fields.
Okay, then there we go.
Of course it's Justin Fields. But that's not what I was asking you, bro.
I feel what you're saying, though. Hey, listen. Both scenarios I'm fucking with, I pray Russ go out there and kill it. So I'm praying that happen, yo. That's a great situation for us, regardless of the fact. Like, I'm hoping he go out there and fucking kill it, bro. So we'll see.
We will see. It's a lot finna happen on this draft night here, man.
Mm-hmm. So right now, looking at the standings, I know this is, you know, so right now they still got Caleb going one, right? Is that the predictions right now? They're saying Caleb Williams will be the first draft pick.
I don't know.
Let's just go looking real quick, bro. See what's going on. What are they looking at?
Caleb Williams.
So of course, Caleb first, Chicago. Makes sense.
Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Then JD.
To Washington.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot of quarterbacks going early.
I mean, that's the mock.
And this is NFL.com.
You know, they need a quarterback. Boop, boop.
Yeah. Lineman. Facts.
Boop, boop. Red rusher. Like, what's playing?
Yeah.
Receiver. We'll like, you we'll never see. Know, bro.
Who are you looking forward most to see, though? I mean, like, just you, eye test getting picked up. Obviously, you probably
well,
say
I mean, I
JD,
guess I'm
right?
like... When it come to this time, mm-hmm. like this or this time of the year, damn, this mm-hmm. time of the year, I'm just happy for the guys that, you know what I'm saying, because I know what it's like to have gone, you know, through your whole career, prepared for this moment, and just mm-hmm. to be in the position to receive this opportunity.
Big fan.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, we talk about a lot on here. Shit, not everybody get the opportunity to get they phone called and get, you know. Get signed to a, you know, drafted and signed to a contract right
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Everybody.
At the gate, to your
right.
point.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's, you know, doesn't have that privilege. So it's a blessing to see those guys actually get it. You know what I'm saying? Just be happy for those guys, whatever school, because like, once you get past the draft shit, it's all just like a solid brotherhood. We don't really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We like, here now.
You can't really too much click up with your school type shit because everybody from everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. Do you think you will be seeing at least those names we see? You know, you think all of them will be in Detroit? All of them will be in Detroit? Or do you think somebody will be like, you know, back at the crib?
Oh,
you know
what I'm saying? People showing up, man. I don't know. It's tough with the people showing up for the draft day just because, like, everybody want to do their own thing. Like, once you get to this point in your career, once you've declared for the draft, you've done all your training and it's coming up for draft day, like, well, once you declare, you turn it, you're a professional now, so you could do whatever you want. Mm. So it's like, shit, you could go if you want, if you know your name going to get called, or if it's a really, really good chance that your name going to get called on those, you know, first 2 days or whatever it is.
Pull up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, at the same time, a lot of people, even if their name is going to get called, they just might want to do their own shit.
Yeah.
Like having your own draft party is, I mean,
that's what you did, right?
It was a lot more comfortable for me and just being able to have my people around because shit, like going out through your career, like you not just, of course you are out there playing for yourself, your name, but like it's a lot of people. Well, I can't necessarily speak for a lot of people, but I can't speak for everybody, but you have people around you that, you know, help you throughout your process. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be coaches or family or adopted family.
They saw the sacrifices. They were probably part of things
right. So it's like, you know, people want to have, you know, be able to celebrate those moments with those people and shit. For me, bro, just being able to have, you know, my family, my immediate family that I, you know, care for, and some of my family that I didn't think, you know, was going to be there. My friends, like just everybody from all over, from, you know, college, high school, family, from up north. Like, yeah, everybody, you know, from all different places came and pulled up, bro. My grandma was like, it was a nice time just to have everybody in the same room and, you know, just being celebrated by everybody, you know, them showing me love.
That's real, bro. So I got to ask you then. So, I mean, it sounds like your situation is one that you wouldn't even trade. Like, I mean, because like you was around loved ones.
Right. And it's like I didn't go on the first day. So it's like I would have been in the room.
So let's say like you did, like let's just say like hypothetically, like you are one of these names, right?
Mm-hmm.
You one of these like top 10 names, whatever the case may be. And like you kind of knew that. Do you think you would have went at that point? Or do you think like you still would have wanted to be around the family in this day and age? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, which would top 10 pick JC prefer?
Shit, top 10 pick. I mean,
you probably wouldn't be out there.
No, I mean, I don't know, bro, because it's still the same. Like Tyron, you know, he had a party, you know, with his family.
He was at the crib.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I said it's a bunch of different guys. Like, was it CD? He had a party with his people.
Yeah, he did.
Go, you know CD, what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
like
he did.
It's a bunch of people that's even still, you know, higher draft picks or bigger names like that don't go just because, like,
yeah,
that simple fact. Like, you want to be around your people that's been with you the whole time, your whole journey.
That's real. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, getting suited and booted. Like, bro, you can't beat that. Having your walk, but, like, that's for the first day. So, gotcha. If you don't, you know what I'm saying?
If you ain't that first day, then, yeah, facts. But, you know what's funny? I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, just as, like, a fan, I kind of appreciate as a fan watching the draft, seeing people in their element. Cause I mean, we got some pretty epic moments
with people with their family,
right. Just seeing different stuff like CD with the phones and his girl. Like, what's the big O-line that with the Tennessee?
Oh yeah.
Like the one girl to lean up, mama looking the fuck up out of
his girl got it. He said, no, not your time. Not your time, sweetie.
Got it. Yes, sir. Like yeah, we got some moments, bro.
Some great moments, bro.
We got some moments.
Great moments, bro.
I like that.
My moment, bro, it wasn't crazy, you know what I'm saying? My mom and my grandma had some tears. Everybody, you know, we was hugging in there. I had all my brothers on the couch with me. It was cool, but it wasn't nothing crazy like this.
Hey, Faye, go to the one, like I said, with the old lineman that went to the Z, bro. Brother, like, he was booing, he was crying. His lady came through. His mom was like,
snatched up out of there.
Get up.
Snatched up out of there,
bro. That shit was so funny, bro. Nah, draft day. I think that, like I said, like me personally, I like that. But I do know, like, you know, the NFL want people to pull up, though.
Yeah, you want
to,
I mean,
they
yeah.
want people to pull up, yeah, but man, do. it's just fun, like, as a fan, like, seeing people with their people, bro. It's just fun to see that versus somebody just walk across the stage. This is me personally, so we'll see. But hey, look, bro. Hey, listen. It's it. What's up?
About the number of prospects at the draft, there's only 13 attending. That's actually a lot lower, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
13 attending?
Previous year.
13 prospects are actually planned to attend.
What I told you.
The 2024 NFL draft.
Times are changing. Sweet.
It's different.
Folks don't want to go.
It's different. 13 people?
It's a whole process.
Wow.
Just going through the, you know, getting your agent, or if you don't get one, finding where you're going to train.
Look at this right here.
Oh, yeah. She said, you know what? You're not going to steal his moment.
It's like a, get up. Back up. She wasn't trying to move.
She wasn't trying to go.
Get that out of here.
Nah, yeah, facts.
Oh my God, bro, we live in moments like that. Thank you, TV.
Nah, the George Pickens one. George Pickens one was hilarious.
George Pickens one was funny too. The George Pickens one was funny as well, bro. I like I said, bro, them joints are time and priceless, bro. He's standing there.
That nigga crazy.
That's funny as fuck, bro.
In the ski. Bro.
Oh my God, bro. In the ski, you hear me? That's hard. Dang, 13 though? That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, bro, look.
That's wild. What was it? Well, I mean, you ain't got to look, but we know 13 got to be like a low.
Yeah.
They ain't never been that low.
No, because it's usually almost the whole first, I say like at least 26 people coming for the first round.
Mm.
That's going to get called.
Okay.
Well, like, well, from, I guess from what my knowledge, I'm sure it's probably declined over the years, but. Yeah.
Okay. Damn, bro.
So it was that was 17 last year. And 17 was
damn.
See, go look at what was it? Damn, that was 20. Damn. I'm finna say 2015. Damn.
Old.
Damn.
Old man. Nah, this. Hey, times are changing. I feel like the NFL slick knew that. That's why like they like, hey, we gotta start just bouncing around and like just going to different cities.
Well.
Maybe. I mean, you know, because like at least you're going to pull a crowd. Yeah. You're going to pull like the people in the city.
Because it's like, oh shit, this ain't never been here before.
Type shit. In fact, cause like, bro, like I said, bro, like that year in Canada, but that first year, that shit was crazy, bro. I mean, what they said was 60,000? It was a crazy number of people, bro, that showed up for that joint. You couldn't walk on Broadway. You couldn't walk. Like, it was packed, fool. 600,000 fans, bro. Over 600,000 fans. They said was in attendance. That shit was crazy.
No, that's crazy as hell just for like a damn concert. Like,
yes. What?
Just for a motherfucker to be like, and we pick you.
Yeah, bro.
We pick you.
Yeah.
And then go home.
That's it. I mean, boy, you know, there was other shit out there, though. They had, like, all the activations. Do, like, niggas out there doing the 40. They are.
Some people stay, like, for all the rounds type shit.
Man, yeah. It's an event. It's an event. That shit hard, though, bro.
But, I mean, you know, yeah, it's cool, but they
we'll
definitely...
We'll see what they do
when... I mean, you know, it's the media era, bro. People is probably... They definitely got the camera crews at folks' cribs, though.
Facts. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because they had... It was a few guys at my party. It was like a camera guy and maybe one or two other ones.
They came from the league?
Okay. Yeah, with the...
Is it from league or... I guess he is.
Whoever does it, like, you know, because I was... You know, they had us on the TV and shit.
Yeah.
Whenever they called us.
That's what's up.
Or call me here.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
Well, the draft is here. We'll see the results next week. We'll talk about when King come back and see, you know what I'm saying? What everything look like. You know, there's going to be moves and trade. How many days is the draft?
Oh, it's like 3 days.
3 days. So we're going to have three days of the draft. So anyway, well, listen, early shout outs and congrats to those that are getting picked up and going to the league. We definitely want to give y'all some shout outs, some love, man. Like I said, like what JC already said, all the hard work, all the dedication, you know, put through from Pee Wee, high school, college. Shit, thanks, man. Y'all made it, man. So that's a beautiful thing. We love to see it, bro. We love to see it, man. And hopefully we get some roomies up there. You know what I'm saying? Some of our own roomies, to get their names called. And, you know, y'all come back through to Nashville whenever. Let us know about y'all's experience, bro. Because I know the people want to hear too, yo. So
I'll show pop. Huge, I'll man. Show pop the bottle. You know what I'm thinking?
Did you? You popped that guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Oh, bro. Yeah, so what's going on up in Atlanta, fool?
They was talking to Cuz early or some shit. They were cheating.
Man. They were talking to Cuz early, huh?
They're going to receive severe punishment, will include draft picks. So they're going to lose some picks, baby.
Wow. How many picks they have off rip, we know? And Kirk Cousins, too, bro. The good guy.
They was doing a little shiesty work.
The good guy, bro. Not on Kirk.
Come on now. Kirk different now wearing the chains.
Not yeah, shit.
They had 8 picks.
8 picks.
But they're probably gonna lose what, 1 or 2? Look, Kirk different now. He got his chains on.
And he in the A.
The soccer team. The soccer team posted him with some chains on.
For real?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Look at Kirk, bro. Damn, bro.
It was Atlanta FC or whatever they posted him.
Okay.
You know he changed out. You know Kirk, he's switching it up on this.
He is, bro.
He said he going for the big money.
Hey, listen. And like Atlanta gonna get you right.
He said he's trying to go out with a bang.
Big facts, bro. Speaking of going out with a bang in Atlanta, you hear about Matt Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he actually retired,
Retirements, bro. I've been seeing that, bro. The people doing the one-day retirements, bro, were like coming back and actually officially doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
At the, with the teams or...
Mm-hmm. That was your quarterback, bro.
No, that is my quarterback, bro.
That was your guy, man.
That's my guy.
Tell us what's up, bro. How you feeling?
I know that Matt was like he's not playing right now.
Right.
Doubt he's going back. You can't go back now, of course, but
papers, We learned that last week.
Turn the papers in.
Turn the papers in.
But it's these moments are cool to see. Mm-hmm. Guys just I guess looking over their careers and, mm-hmm. you know, just seeing all the moments, man. I saw the little, the stat sheet of, you know, like the offenses that he had and the defense that he played with, bro. Mm-hmm. Played with some tough defenses, bro. But he was a baller.
Yeah. Went to Super Bowl, bro. Come on.
Went to Super Bowl. Quit playing.
Yeah. It's saying something.
It's definitely nice to, you know, just see all these clips because I've been a Falcons fan for... shit, since Vic.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like just sticking with the team and knowing all the guys, playing Madden and then being on the team. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, bro. It's some weird shit.
Playing the team. It's my favorite team. Now I'm suiting up.
It's cool to see. I mean, just lot of these guys having their moments, because this is something that we put damn near our whole life up to this point. I mean, shit, he just now retiring, and he mm-hmm. just finished playing a year or two ago.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like he been a football player his whole life.
Yeah, golly, yep, his whole life.
Yeah. Boston College in 2003.
Wow. It's 2024, cuz.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Long stretch of you playing ball, man. 30 years old.
Right.
Man, yeah, well, shout out to him, bro.
Big shout out to Matt, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Retirement. Absolutely. MVP is 16. Offensive player of the year is 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah. That's what's up. So back to that question, though, that I saw, though. Does he have enough to make the Hall of Fame? You saw all the accolades we just saw. What you think?
Well,
I feel like he'll probably go. I'll say that. Is he first ballot? I guess that's the question.
He one of the greatest Falcons quarterbacks to play for in the franchise history.
He wanted two. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
and people so debate, is he one or two?
So the Hall of Fame debate I guess it's one you could really talk on forever, because it's like we don't really know what the criteria is, type shit.
That's
like,
fair.
You know, they have a committee of guys.
Yeah.
And literally, like, the Hall of Fame committee, like, sweet, like, it's people that got hella power in the NFL. They can't even get no whispers of the conversations. They don't let nothing outside of them doors go nowhere.
Mm.
Like, that's the ultimate football upper echelon, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
They having them back alley talks that can't nobody get a part
nobody.
Of. Nobody.
Nobody get a part.
Doors. You don't get no say so, no info back, no none of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just like,
His
class?
Yeah, this is the list of eligible players for his class, 2028.
Shit. And when?
Look at them name.
27?
28. Okay. It's a good company to be with.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot of players. So
Tom Brady, JJ, Matt Ryan. Some of these we talked about last week, AJ Green.
Right.
We talked about somebody last week. Okay, all right. Well, shit, congrats to him again, bro. Absolutely. I just saw that we was on Atlanta. So, you know, I thought that was, you know, big news. Anything else in football? Because I did want to say, since we are on retirement, I don't want to go straight to basketball, but since we are on retirement, Blake Griffin also retired.
Oh, yeah.
From the NBA officially, you know, and, you know, heck, look, bro, he was part of, you know, Lob City. You know what I'm saying? DeAndre Jordan, CP3, that squad. We thought that was going to be the year the Clippers was going to do it. You know what I mean? But of course, it did not happen like that. But Blake Griffin was one of those. I mean, jumping over Kia's. I mean, heck, we remember him when he was at Oklahoma.
A dunk contest was crazy.
He was just one of those big personalities. But you just remember on the commercials all of that. He was one of those big person. Now, look at this man, bro. He was out there floating on people.
Celebrating.
Yes.
Flexing on folks.
All of it. Look at this, bro. Brooke Lopez up there getting the berries. Was that Brooke or that Robin? One of them Lopez brothers out there getting the berries, man.
It was one of the ass. You probably got the other one berries, at the same time, sometime later on in the year.
Yeah, man. That, I ain't gonna lie to you. His poster reel is crazy.
That year for Live City was stupid.
It was crazy. Him and DeAndre Jordan, it was going crazy
It was a wild time.
Crazy,
They went stupid on 2K. When I played back then, that team for sure.
What? For sure. Absolutely,
for
man.
For sure, bro. And then they had, what's my man name? Coming off the bench, bro. The guard. I don't forget. They just had him on.
Jamal Crawford?
Yeah. Jamal Crawford. Yes. Oh, yes,
I
sir.
I want to say Jarrett, but that's not. I
yeah, knew Jamal Jarrett. Crawford. Heck yeah. 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 That was a squad, but they had a squad that year, boy.
Crazy
they
squad.
Had
a squad. But yeah, shout out to Blake, man. I mean, it's coming to that time, bro. We like
it is,
like
bro.
I said, we seeing all the people that we
We saw come in, going out.
Retiring and shit.
That crazy?
Bro.
What? People we saw come in, go out.
We're talking about Matt Ryan in the Hall of Fame. What do you guys think about Blake Griffin's chances of making the Basketball Hall of Fame?
I would be less qualified to even speak on this because I don't even know all the people in the, you know what
I ain't gonna lie to you. It'll be hard for me too, but looking at his accolades, I mean, 6-time NBA All-Star, you know, I mean, he got 3 second teams, 2 third teams, Rookie of the Year, forgot about that,
Slam
you know.
Dunk champion.
Rebound leader, 09, in college, going back. I mean, well, I don't know. Heck, I guess it depends on the class he in and all that. I guess you're right. College don't count. I guess it depends, again, like, you know, is it like a first or a second ballot type of a thing? You know, depending on who all in that class. Because honestly, I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you.
I don't know. Some folks are probably saying no, but I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't say. I ain't gonna lie. I do feel like, bro, when it comes to Hall of Fame, like especially in the league, if you ain't win one of them rings,
it's hard to get in.
It's hard. This is my opinion.
I was about to say, I feel like basketball is a little like the Hall of Fame is more inclusive, bro. Like more exclusive.
Exclusive.
It's harder to get in, for real, for real.
Well, there's actually a key difference in the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not an NBA Hall of Fame. It's a basketball Hall of Fame.
So you got to go basically like coaches.
Oh, really?
It's European leagues, leagues around the world.
All kinds of one Hall of Fame. That's tough.
Learn something new every day.
That's tough. Raw Room Academy, babe. There you go. That's tough. So, I mean, to say it, maybe one day, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day, but that's tough. That's tough, bro. That's tough, man. Anyway, well, look, shout out to him, though. But I don't want to get off football too quick. What you got? Well, go ahead.
Go back up, hey.
I'm going to scroll up real quick, man.
Hold on, wait. Right there. I mean, yeah, that happens to everybody.
What's that?
Man said, have you ever had to deal with a team drafting your position? Yeah, shit, they did. The year after I got drafted, they drafted a DB. It was a safety, but it was actually 2 safeties. But they got Keanu and Casey. But I mean,
what's up?
And I guess when I was in when I got to Indy, of course they drafted a corner there. I mean, it's just competition. I mean,
you still got to show up and play.
Yeah, I mean, if it's somebody that they drafted, then of course that player has priority depending on, you know, if you start or not. But like, shit, it's a rookie that they drafted to play at some point. They're gonna give him a shot if shit. If he handling his business, then motherfucker probably got a shot to play.
Facts. And like, does it depend on a round two? Like if it's like an early round, like if it's like a first round.
Oh yeah, first round they want that motherfucker play.
Yeah. But if it's like a 6th round, then, you know.
You're going to have to, like.
You have to prove something at that point. You're going to camp.
Yeah, fact.
And make some shape.
Nah, yeah. I mean.
So the way that you feel about somebody 6 versus somebody first, how will you be feeling? You a DB, you there, and you hear, oh, snap, well, I mean, they just picked up.
It's like you could be arrogant about this shit if you want to, but I mean, that's any job field, bro. You be arrogant if you want to. Somebody probably come in this bitch, and they might not know nothing when they get there, but they start cooking. They start getting shit together, got a little, oh, shit, damn, he handled this. Oh, damn, he figured out that. I ain't even had to show. Oh, okay, bad. He on to some shit.
He on like, some.
Motherfucker take your job. So you can't get, you know what I'm saying?
You can't get complacent.
Definitely can't get lackadaisical with this shit, bro. Like, you gotta stay on top of your shit. Like, it don't matter if it's a guy that wasn't drafted, a free agent. Shit, there's a lot of free agents come in, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So
we know a few that came in.
Like you just know if it's a guy first 3 rounds, first 2-3 rounds is like,
yeah,
depending on the need or whatever, like they might expect that motherfucker to play or might give him more chances to wiggle with. Like, okay, well, he actually helping us type shit. He might be inexperienced, but
he doing something.
Yeah. So it's like it can happen, bro. Like And this shit happens everywhere. It don't matter who you is. Like some at some point, it's going to be a motherfucker that they bring in to replace your ass.
Yeah. So, yeah.
To your point, too,
that's every field. That's every job field. That's every sport. Like, oh, shit. Okay, cool. So that's why you got to make sure you always on your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
At all time. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, other football stuff, man. I thought this was funny.
Oh, damn.
I thought it was funny, man. Have you ever lost something that was very important to you? So the reason I bring this up, Jason Kelce apparently lost his Super Bowl ring in a vat of chili.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Now,
I'll tell you this right off bat. That's some big back shit to do.
That's some big back
shit. We're not to the segment yet, but that's some big back shit to do. A vat of chili.
A vat of chili, bro.
That's very specific.
That's specific.
That's a big pot. My nigga,
That's a big pot. You may stir that motherfucker too.
You can hide in that motherfucker. Regular sized people, you can hide. They can hide in that motherfucker.
Who you feeding?
A vat. Himself. I mean, shit, that's a big dude. What you mean? Lose your Super Bowl ring in the chili, bro?
That's wild, fool.
Like, what happened to the, like,
Was you wearing it and like you it just slipped because like the heat from the chili would just slip off? Like, how did that happen?
I'm so confused.
How did that happen, yo?
There's no way he was working the chili. And like it was you know what I'm saying? There's no way he was
doing it. I feel like he had
a Super Bowl ring on.
He would have I don't know, bro. I'm trying to figure out how, bro.
Maybe that's just
That's wild, fool.
I don't know, fool. Because, like, somebody going to find that shit in it if they, at some point, if you get to the bottom of the chili.
I was just about to say that. If it's in a vat of chili.
Or it's going
to
end up in somebody's bowl, like.
All right, somebody got that, ho.
Somebody didn't turn
whoever,
it in?
Whoever was scooping it and pouring, somebody was sitting there just like.
There's no way. No, stop it. There's no way you even bite that damn. Off your spoon, because if that motherfucker in your the Super Bowl ring big as hell, sweet.
It is big. It is. But bro, Big Bass got big spoons though.
I know he got a big ass ring. I know his ring. I know his ring is big, bro. Like that shit. That shit probably like because the Super Bowl rings just keep getting bigger, bro.
They do. It's at least like this size. It's at least this big. It gotta be a big ass spoon for you.
Come on now.
That was wild.
You're not even getting that on a spoon. You be like, what the fuck is this in my? It's a pebble in my. It's a stone in my shit.
That's crazy. I can't believe you said it, but he said on his podcast.
He had a metal detector and still didn't find it.
I'm calling cap on that. I think that man is going to go viral. I'm calling cap on that fool. But hey, listen, he said it. I ain't gonna call him no liar. But
you just called him a liar.
I did.
How you gonna say you're not gonna call him, but you just called him?
Cause that man too calm about it.
I mean, what you gonna do if you lose something? You just lose something. Shit, we said earlier today, bro. It's a weird day. Shit, it's
today weird as hell.
Three flat tires, bro.
Bruh, today is weird as hell. Crazy time. You right, fool.
So you know what I'm saying? It could just happen like that.
It could happen.
And he just be like, all right, what shit? Fuck it.
I mean,
because when shit,
I'm sure that man did search for a minute, and after a while, he was like, shit, bro.
Because at some point, they give up the search. Yeah. They call it off.
Yeah, yeah.
That missing person don't get found. That's not funny, but it's just like.
You said it, though.
But you ain't have to laugh. I'm being serious.
But you smiling, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. At some point, they call out to search, right?
They got
to
call out to search. You know what's crazy? Whenever I lose something, I be losing shit. I don't really search that hard for it.
You don't give a fuck.
Well, no, because like you normally. No. Normally, I end up finding it because like
it's going to come back up.
It just comes back. Like for real time, listen, yeah. AirPods, prime example. AirPods. I know everybody here. If you a roomie, I know you done lost some AirPods. I know you have, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I lose mine, I got to find my AirPod thing. But I say, you know what? It's going to come up. It's going to come up.
Before I even had that shit.
I found some outside. I'm not like been gone for a couple of days. And I just decided, let me go outside and just cut the grass. They right there. Oh, found them.
The fuck?
That's crazy. Real talk. They just come back to me. Keys,
they just sitting outside.
Wallets, all of that, bro. They just sitting there.
They don't come back.
Bro,
that's crazy as hell.
Did I tell you the story about when I had my I lost my cell phone in Panama City Beach?
No.
City Beach and we about to leave. This is like the last day. And I had my FJ at the time. I'm at the gas station. And I'm on the roof of my car while we was pumping up the gas. We had some ladies with us and stuff. So I'm sitting there on my roof or whatever. We hop down. I hit the interstate. And when we hit the interstate, I said, yo, I want to stop, you know, grab some food. At the time, I was like, damn, where my phone at?
She was on the
looking everywhere. She was on the roof of my car. And I hit the interstate now. I'm on the interstate.
Tripping.
It was on the roof of my car. Called my nigga Justin Fleming. He was there. I had an Otter Box on at the time. So, like, you know, the old Otter Box was rubber. Them hoes used to stick. They used to stick. But tell me, bro, I don't lose nothing, but I'm blessed.
Highly favored. That's what's up.
It's how it happened, man.
I mean, some people have that mentality. They don't always find that shit.
I'm just going to find it. I got it. I'm going to find it. Don't panic. I don't bring it home.
I be having that every now and then.
Yeah, bro.
I be having that every now and then.
Just can't panic, fool. Just can't panic.
Exactly.
But big backs. Keep y'all personal belongings away from y'all plates.
Yeah, you're going to lose that.
y'all going to lose some shit.
They might bite into it or some shit. You know how they do. But yeah, the batted chili, for real. Because
that's nuts, bro.
That's some wild shit, bro.
That was crazy, man. Anyway,
some more crazy shit. Your boy Jameis out there. I guess he's on a fishing boat. Of course, country boys, we like to fish. They had him out here. He was out here interviewing the fish. You know, Jameis doing some crazy shit, bro.
He was interviewing the fish or the fishermen.
You got you on the boat right now. What do you have to say for yourself? Your cousin came. Well, we have it, folks. We just cut the line. We have two family members of the tuna. If you were wondering, I asked the question too.
Where you get the mic from?
Why do fish flap when they're out the water? A wise friend told me because they're just simply trying to swim away.
It says CBS Sports.
Well, fish, flap. How does it work swimming in the air?
This man here. Protect Jameis Winston at all time. He is a jewel.
That nigga funny as hell.
CBS Sports, bro.
Funny as hell, bro.
And he just take the mic one day. Like, someone said, they go, Mike, I'm just going to take this shit.
You know, bro. You never know, bro. You never know.
They just snag the mic and just sit there.
When niggas got time, opportunity, and resources, come on now.
I'm taking this and I'm interviewing a fish with it. That's what's happening.
Oh, I need this. I'm finna call somebody and get, like,
That's what it is. That's what it is, bro. That's funny, son. He was dead ass, man.
Absolutely.
Protect Jameis Winston at all time, fool.
Man, funny as hell.
Man, what is
your
that?
Cousin's here. Your
what is
here.
That? A tuna?
That was a tuna, yeah.
Was that a tuna? That's how I figured. That man, yeah, deep sea fishing.
Tuna, I went tuna fishing, bro. Deep sea fishing.
Deep sea fishing.
That shit is
salt
fire.
Life.
Big salt life.
You got one of them salt life teas, bro? You got one of them, John? You don't?
Okay. I don't. I ain't that cool. I didn't been out in the ocean, the deep sea fishing before, yeah. Bro. Mm-hmm. Doing a little like
I ain't never been deep sea fishing.
Fishing. I guess it's like excursions, exhibitions. I don't know.
Okay.
Fishing trips.
I'm not getting on a boat that long going that far out. Now I'm on Libby the boat.
You scared?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing about fear. You know what I mean?
I think it's fear.
No.
Because you wouldn't catch. You don't like fish.
I love fish.
But you wouldn't catch a fish.
I'm not going out there to catch my fish.
You wouldn't catch a fish or catch the fish.
Damn. No. I'll catch a fish in a pond or some shit where I'm on some land.
Man, that baby ass shit sweet.
Big facts.
You got to catch a big fish, nigga.
I'm not going out there,
bro. A fish this big.
I'm not. I understand it. I love fish that big. They're great.
I didn't caught a fish this big.
I believe you, country boy. I'm not going to the ocean though.
Why not? You scared for what?
Man, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just knowing.
Okay, but if we go back to Seattle, you go catch the fish?
I'm gonna catch the fish.
So you got enough courage now. He lying. You fucking lying.
I'm gonna catch the fish.
Nigga, you lying.
Bro, I probably.
Why are you lying?
If we ever go back to Seattle, if I'm ever back in Seattle.
He lying. So like
if I'm ever back in Seattle,
man,
bro.
Man. Oh, God. Why won't you do it?
I'm catching the fish.
Facts. My man said he got heart.
I'll do it if we ever go back to Seattle. If Raw Room
you
ever
lying,
go back to
bro.
Seattle.
That's crazy as hell. You got something against fish, bro.
I love fish now.
You don't want to go on a fishing trip?
I had fish today.
We'll do a Raw Room fishing trip.
I had fish today. It was great. Great piece of fish. Delicious. Shout out to
Char. You said great
Char.
Piece of fish.
Shout out to Char Restaurant Green Hills.
You must get like seasick and shit.
I do. I don't like motion.
He said, you don't like motion.
Mm-mm. I like this.
What the fuck are you doing?
That's how you on the boat. Right or wrong?
What the fuck is he doing, man? Hey, yo, whoa. Stop. What are you doing?
This is how you be on a boat, bro. This
no, how you be I on don't boat. Think that's how you be at all. You can't imitate the water, sweet.
That's how it be.
Oh, God.
That's how I be on a boat, bro.
They're gonna fire you up, bro. They finna fire you up.
I gave y'all one, but we going by.
Hey, what the fuck was that?
Hey, bro. That's how they be on the boats, bro.
Nah, you wildin'. You wildin'.
Why this whole squeaky, though?
Stop, bro.
Oh, my God. Where we at, man? Get back to these notes, bro.
No, the ref right here. This would be a good segue.
I love this. Okay.
Your ref got energy right here.
Mm-hmm.
They said refs don't make calls like this no more. Oh, nice catch. Yeah.
He said, hell yeah.
Quit fucking playing with me. That's a catch.
That is a catch.
They definitely don't call it like that no more. Bruh, some of them got it.
He didn't get fucked by the defender coming. He said, I watched the fuck out.
He didn't care nothing about that.
He didn't care nothing about that. Look, watch these, bro. The defender took him out. He didn't give a fuck.
You know this new age football, boy. It's different, baby.
That man was confirming that catch, boy.
Hell yeah.
Man.
Good energy. Now, look, the energy that we've been having is all over here, man, at the Raw Room for this rec league, baby.
Man.
And before we get into the new updates on the league.
Okay.
Coach had a question.
What coach had, bro?
And coach asked.
What up, babe? Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to you, coach. How you doing out there, man? Hold it down.
What kind of question is this?
He wanted to know how did it feel when you signed your rec league waiver?
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? When you finally got back out there and got your new team, did you go celebrate? That was your draft day.
Well, technically it wasn't my draft day. So like I said, I'm GM. So
you picked the team.
Yeah, I'm putting my team together. So I'm working.
Hold on, you didn't tell us this.
I'm the GM, coach.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you real deal.
But listen, I construct
the
team.
Sweet James in this bitch. You real deal with Sweet James in this bitch.
Listen. So this is how it happened. First off, whenever you in one of these leagues, you do gotta sign a waiver because, you know, it's like, you know, health, safety, all that type shit.
Yeah.
So my joint typically is on file for a year. So, like, you sign one and you own it for a year.
Uh-huh.
I just recently signed up for, like, a kickball league as well. So, that waiver was good for any sport in that league. But, so I'm signing other players, though.
You rec league certified.
Yeah.
And you got credentials.
Big facts.
What the fuck?
I got a call. Like, bro, I get emails from the committee, bro. Like, they be committee certified. They be hitting me up.
You on the email list.
Yeah. Facts, bro. Like, I got one today, bro.
You're rec league delegate.
Real talk. Look, boom right there. Like, they hit up
ain't
all
nobody,
the coaches.
He didn't tell us this. He didn't give us this information before. He just said he was on the team coming back for the championship.
They hit up all the coaches. Like, we had a schedule discrepancy, Mother's Day. They was like, what we going to do? So they had to come to us. So we got to figure some shit out.
So hold on.
What's up?
Cause you doing some, you know, some CFL type shit, GM, and
out there playing type shit.
Like they got different rules out there, bro. The GM and the head coach type.
Yeah,
you
bro.
You the GM, the head coach, the league representative, and the star player on your team.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
How they not investigating you for tampering?
Oh, yeah, I be tampering too.
I found a player. Hell nah. Sweet over here with a rec league racket. It's out now, nigga. It's cool. You said Faye gonna cut this out. He ain't cutting this shit out.
Yeah, Faye, you gonna have to cut some of this.
No. We need to know what's going on.
He thought about to investigate Prime.
We got
I'm gonna a league investigation.
This gonna be a 30 for 30. Like how you you messing God. Over the whole record game?
Nah, bro. I'm enhancing it, man. Like, you know.
That's crazy.
Bring more viewership.
You like 50 cents.
People come out, bro.
You like 50 cents, but for the rec league.
Man, you know. This is good publicity. This ain't even paid.
Man, that's not crazy. For nothing. We ain't even talk about the game yet.
We ain't even talk about the game.
Because your whole status just, like, you really was like Batman in the rec league, bro. They was like, oh, he just work over there, bro. But nah, you really a superhero in that bitch.
This man crazy, bro. No, hey, thank you though. I appreciate it though. Real talk, man. It is, listen, hey, put together out. A team time is hard
out.
Work though.
Time out, sweet.
It is
sweet a fucking villain,
bro. How
sweet a villain, bro?
How the villain?
There's no way you get that much power.
Bro. You have to create your own team. Everybody got to do that. So I create my own team.
I guess so.
And every
it's
captain,
kind of like you're a villain.
Every captain is on, like, they send out the, you know what I'm saying, like, emails to let everybody know what's going on.
But do everybody create their team play?
Well, I mean, some people will, like, just hop on, like, a free agent team when they don't create a team. Yes, that does happen.
That's what I'm saying.
There are teams that wasn't constructed, but correct? Team was constructed. I put mine together. I recruited by based on what my needs.
That construct the teams play is what I'm asking. Do some teams, like, have a head coach type shit? Like, the nigga that
everybody has a captain.
But do they all play is what I'm saying.
I don't know if they all play.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what other team.
Well, I guess you, yeah.
You still sound like
a villain, bro. Like,
nah, bro. No villain?
You do?
Nah. Okay, look, I'll put it like this right here. In my pool, I know most of the captains, and most of the captains play.
Okay.
Most of the captains do play. In my pool. Like, I don't know everybody.
I guess I'm new to the Red League, but Sweet got some shit going on that might need to be investigated.
Anyway, so we did have another game.
Tell her about the game.
We did have another game. I did have to do some GMing.
In game?
Before the game, because most of my team was out. Most of my, out of town, traveling. Like, a lot of my key players were out, so I had to make some phone calls.
Do we got a stat line?
So, you know what's crazy? We played in Antioch. So, you know, normally we be playing at the other spot. Man been there. And that's where the guy that keeps the stats be. But this time we played in Antioch. And he didn't pull up to Antioch. He didn't pull up. So I don't have any stats.
No.
What?
What'd you do? You don't ever check
I know what
stats?
I did now.
I'm about to say,
I know
on,
what
bro.
I did.
Hold on, time out. Cause he be giving us all the stats, but then we scroll to the back of that bitch, it'd be a few turnovers and he'll never give us a turnover.
Listen, this is fact, but listen to me. This is facts.
I will always bring in stats.
The guy didn't show up this week. The guy didn't show up this week.
Sweet a villain.
The guy didn't show up this week.
Sweet didn't bring the stats. He didn't bring the stats.
Bruh. I'm telling you. He didn't show up this week. I'm telling you. This is what happened. Like, we different location. I don't know if he, you know what I'm saying? He won't go down to Antioch. I don't know if it's too far, whatever.
That's
he
wasn't there. Shit.
But I did have to make some moves. So I had to call in some, you know, I had to call in some recruits because we was down bad. So I made some phone calls. I knew some people, you know what I'm saying?
So you did some illegal stuff? They not on the roster.
Well, you know.
I told y'all.
Our dudes paid. Everything paid for. I paid everything in full.
What dudes got to do with them being on the roster?
My team.
Okay.
I got extra jerseys. Nobody wore the same jersey number as the last people. Everybody got their own shit. You know what I'm saying? So I had calling people in. It was a good game. It was very low scoring. This was our toughest game of the year by far because I'm playing with some people that I normally don't play with. We had a kid out there. Shout out to Carson. He's 15 years old. I had like a child. A young man out there, but
what
he can ball though. He can ball. Like he's his dad works out with one of my frat brothers. Actually, long story less long, and he wants to start getting his runs in.
Is that legal?
I mean,
oh man,
y'all recruited a kid?
I mean, you know, he was just
sweet.
Listen, bro. We need the numbers.
Sweet.
I pulled him up.
What's going on, bro?
I pulled him
direct,
up.
Direct league was it was sounding great. Like we had footage. And that,
listen, bro.
And now we here. We got kids on the team, bro.
Can I finish my story?
We're doing illegal stuff. You got a whole new rank.
Tampering. It ain't legal. It ain't nothing legal by nothing. The game still went on. And this is the only thing that matter, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Other teams, because this has been me before. If you show up to who and the other team ain't got enough, they pissed.
Yeah.
They pissed. So, like, I could have easily said, yo, we ain't gonna play the game. They would have been. Like, forfeit ain't no option. I don't forfeit games. We're going to find somebody to hoop. And, like, that is one thing about our league is if there's not enough and another team do show up, they'll say, yo, we'll find somebody in this stance to play because we trying to play. Like, niggas are trying to
niggas
play,
Niggas is
bro.
Trying to hoop.
Yes, exactly.
You can't cancel the session,
you can't
bro.
Cancel the section.
It's
people,
playing, my nigga.
Yes, like folk done drove from wherever. Like, yo,
it's
nah,
on
bro.
The schedule, bro.
We playing. So you find you some people. So, you know what I'm saying? I took care of my business.
Bro said, I canceled plans with my wife to come here, bro.
Real
like,
talk.
Quit playing with me.
That's
we gotta
real.
Play.
That's real.
We gotta play.
Well,
I'm not going back home.
I can't go back home and I didn't sweat. Like, I gotta play.
It's not gonna be a good look.
Back to the game. Like I said, we was down a lot of players. So first half was rough. We got in the first half, we was down by 16, 18 points.
Y'all were getting your ass whooped.
We were getting killed. But it was low scoring, so our defense was on point because they didn't have nothing but probably 35 points. We just wasn't scoring shit. We didn't score a damn thing.
How many shots you took?
First half, I had 2 threes. I had 6 of 13, whatever the case may be. All right.
In the first half?
Yeah.
You only had 6?
Yeah, first half. Damn, 13 sweet. Points.
They were playing defense?
Yeah. There was, and then, not for nothing, there was a lot. I ain't had no bigs, and they had 2 legit bigs. I had to guard a big. That's what was going on. I had to guard a big. So, you know, we still tighten up. I say, now listen, bro, I don't care. We're going to tighten up. We're going to hoop. End up taking the lead temporarily. Lost it. 20 seconds on the clock. We're down by 3 points. Our ball. Call timeout. Drawing it up. Who getting the ball? Me.
So you're drawing up a play for yourself.
I was about to say, you drew up the play for yourself.
Come on, now. What?
You trying to create suspense like somebody else drew you up a play. Nigga, you did it for yourself.
This is what we going to do.
Hey, hell no. I quit. I wouldn't be on your team, cuz.
Hey, nah. Listen, but everybody knew, though. Like, this. Listen, this is what we're going
to
do.
So they pulled up to the huddle. What we going to do, sweet? What we going to do?
Said me on three.
Me on three, baby. Hey, crazy.
No way, bro.
So 20 seconds. You know, I basically said, listen, bro, like, I was being face guard the whole time. I said, listen, I need 3 picks, bro. Just give me open. A guard, give me open. I'm going top of the key.
They said, give me a Steph Curry play.
Yes.
You did one of these.
I started from the corner, and I ran. I was zigzag. I said, just give me a play. Got a ball top of the key.
Uh-huh.
Let it go. Rammed out.
You missed it?
I missed it, fool.
Y'all lost?
We lost.
Oh!
We lost.
No clutch?
We lost.
Nah, bro. We can't go out like that.
Listen. And then what's funny is, so like the team that we played, they did say, they was like, yo, are we getting a shout out on the pod? Y'all ain't getting no shout out. But
if y'all do go to the, they were talking shit.
They cool and shit. Like I said, but everybody fuck with us, man.
Damn,
but yes,
sweet.
We did lose.
Y'all talk shit in the comments, man.
Tell us
the stats. Hey, look, matter of fact, if they had the stat sheet, somebody email it to us,
ain't
bro.
Ain't no stats, bro.
Because I know, sweet. He an evil villain this week, bro.
Ain't no stats. But listen, so you know, I told Jamal.
Yeah.
Had practice today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Had practice today. I told Jamal what happened. And guess what we did? We ran that play all day.
Yeah.
That's all we did this morning.
Yeah.
All we did. I mean,
we did
some other junts. We did, you know, like a few shooting drills, a few dribbles, step backs, all this stuff. But like to end it, it's corner, run a curl.
You got
to
be.
Again.
Like, sweet. We not.
Again. Again, bro. Facts. I was running that joint.
We not doing this for nothing.
Listen to me. If I'm ever in that situation again, after today, my legs burning, bro. After today,
I'm not missing no more. Story is building, sweet.
You gotta show up. We'll see y'all in playoffs, though. Y'all know who you are. We'll see y'all in playoffs. My full roster gonna be there.
We want to see you win.
We'll see y'all. For sure. We gonna win. We supposed to, listen, like I said, we supposed to go undefeated, bro. So I'm pissed off.
I know coaches, the office talking about, so, hey, man, no excuses, bro. He ain't got the stat sheet. Something going on, nah, bro. Listen, like, bro. We don't want to hear about that shit. Get that shit together.
I'm upset. I'm angry. But we're going to regroup next week. We're not losing no more this season. I can't afford it. We're gonna hold you to that because people tapped in. They are.
You wanna know, bro. Like, shit, you gonna have to
what's up?
Like the people at LA Fitness and them gyms be that you gonna have to set that fucking phone up, sweet, and go ahead.
Just take
one of these extra little tripods and we got enough, man. We need this motherfucking footage. Somebody, shit. Say less, man. But nah, this is $5. They hold the camera.
They will for $5. Yeah, you're right.
Some shit.
But again, like I said, man, shout out everybody to Mid-State. All y'all cool, bro. It's all fun. But listen,
give a shout out to the ops. That's crazy.
Just know we ain't losing no more. Prime still here.
Man gave a shout out to the ops.
We ain't losing no more, bro.
That's crazy.
I was furious. I was mad.
Yeah, because you got the most pub. Like, this is regular league, bro. And you getting this airtime right here, baby.
I know, fool.
Everybody see this.
I ain't gonna lie to you. When I missed the shot, the first thing I thought of, I gotta sit down and talk to JC about this shit.
Oh, yeah, you knew what time it was, bro.
Dude, that's dope. Like, I gotta sit down and talk to Jalen about what the fuck happened.
I was just waiting.
Had I hit it, please believe I would have came here talking shit, boy.
Because it's just one of those things. We know we finna talk about this shit, bro.
Yeah, facts. I know it.
So we supposed to be the hooper. Motherfucker had 23s.
Bro.
That shit still blow. Like, damn, sweet.
Bro. What was the final stat line?
Like I said, what was your final point? I don't know how many points I ended with.
That's what we're trying to find out.
I really don't know. I was trying to manage the game, bro. I really was trying to manage the game. Like it was tight.
What was the final score?
The final score was 52-49. So we lost by three.
So we probably had like
52-49.
So we probably had like 9 points.
Because he said six in the first half.
Yeah, I had six in the first half.
Nah,
I definitely hit some in the second half.
So how many points you had?
I don't know. I'm not about to sit there and just lie, bro. I don't know how many points I had.
Nah, niggas don't go hoop and not know how many points they had.
That's not true. When you trying to manage a team, it's different, bro. It's different. When you trying to manage a team and I'm trying to figure out, like, all right, yo, how can we win this game? I'm not thinking about like, all right, bro, let me get mine. I'm trying to win this game. That's what I was thinking about was the game. Every shot that I'm not thinking about, I'm looking at the scoreboard. How much time on the clock? What we up by?
Oh, my God.
That's just me.
I ain't trying.
I'm not. Maybe I'm just different. Maybe I'm different, bro.
Hey, man, look, I don't care. I don't care if you got to take baby girl up there and she had write down the stats, bro, and hold the camera.
I don't need stats.
I don't care, bro. We want the stats.
I know y'all want the stats, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I want the stats.
Golly, bro.
I want the stats.
Anyway,
I gotta get Buddy name, bro. Like the guy that actually be doing his stats. Like he's they might go to Lipscomb or something like that, I think, or Trebek. One of them school. Like he's in school to be like a statistician. Like this is what he's trying to do for real. So they might try to do that shit for. I gotta get his name, bro. But anyways.
Yeah, no, because that's
I don't want to talk about it no more, fool. I lost. All right, come on.
Look, more outrageous.
Let's just talk about something else.
This Jontae Porter situation, bro. Banned from the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
Bet,
I feel like
because
didn't
of
we
the
talk
betting.
About this last week?
No.
We didn't talk about this last week? Okay. Rightfully so, to be honest. I mean,
yeah.
Bro, he was wilding out, yo. Like, come on.
I'm about to say this is, as far back as I know, like this is one of the first people to get completely banned for betting.
For gambling?
Yeah.
Listen, bro. Like him getting banned. That had to happen for two reasons. A, bro, there is so much advertisement around this sports betting shit.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I mean, heck, we used to pub one. Like it's on pods. It's on TV commercials. Like, every single freaking media platform now is talking about betting, bro.
I'm about to say, they didn't even took it so far as that they didn't got the sports betting for the esports as well.
Yes!
Video games.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe that. I mean, like, bro, like even all the apps, ESPN has their own, like, it's. I think it's called ESPN Bets, MGM, FanDuel, DraftKings. Like, there's so many options now that it's big money. They can't afford to let nobody mess it up. Yeah, yeah, bro. Like, you can't fuck this up, especially, like, for a player. So, like, hey, look, listen, if you're a player, you can call, yo. Out of here. Like, we not playing that game because it's going to give it a bad rap.
I didn't see the rules and, you know, like, in the league, it's a year ban. And then, like, I guess, like, any other, like, violations after that, then they decide, I guess, you'll probably get that ban. But I don't think it's ever been anybody that's actually gotten completely banned for betting as far as the NFL goes.
Mm. Well,
I haven't heard of that either.
I mean, because, who's the most recent one? Calvin Ridley.
He did.
He got suspended.
Mm-hmm. There's a few other people that have been suspended.
Okay. The difference is this dude here was betting on himself.
Yeah.
On his team.
Right.
On games.
Right. It's a little...
That's insider trading if I don't know insider trading is, bro. Like, if you did it in the stock, what you doing? You doing Fed time.
Right.
So. Like, if you do that in the stock market, you're on federal time.
He was also manipulating some of the results by pulling himself out of games early and shit like that. So that's even beyond just insider trading. Like, he was fucking with integrity of the game.
It's nuts, bro.
It's hard because it's
you
like,
gotta go, bro. You gotta go.
For basketball, I feel like it's it's an easier, you have an easier chance to like influence the game. You don't necessarily see that in football where a motherfucker be like,
unless you are like a quarterback or some shit.
Yeah, but like even then, you don't necessarily see it to where a guy be like, oh shit, I need to have this, Oh, let me pull myself out of the game type shit. Like,
yeah.
Like guys ain't really doing that shit for football. Like, motherfuckers not really. This is the first person to do it?
There's one instance in 1987, Art Schlichter, former quarterback for the Colts, was banned for his involvement in illegal gambling activities.
So we have one person for football. Damn.
Art Schlichter. And Stanley Wilson.
Stanley Wilson was banned for something else. That was substance abuse. Yeah.
Okay. So I am curious as to know, like, was he betting on like his games?
Well,
potentially. All right. Well, only 10 games as a rookie, so probably not.
He probably was.
Probably. It's possible. But listen, like, this guy, what's his name? Jonte? Mm-hmm. He was betting on his games, though, bro. It was like, all right, bro, it's curtains. Like, you were like, to Faye's point, you're manipulating the actual results of games now. Like, nah, doc. I saw they asked his brother, you know, his brother is Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
With the Nuggets. And I think, you know, they asked him about the situation, whatever. And I want to say Michael Porter's response was like, he said something along the lines of, at the time, I'm pretty sure it's changed since then, but he said something along the lines of like, you know, he, you know, didn't believe that he would do that, X, Y, Z, da, 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 da. And I'm like, bruh, you probably just should have said no comment.
But as a player, I mean, you know, like that's the one thing you can't fucking do or you're not going to be able to play. Like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and
during your rookie season draft, like symposium, yeah, NFL symposium, I'm sure gambling was one of those subjects.
It's always one of those subjects, bro. Like that they have on the little slideshow, they have a whole little, I mean, gambling wasn't necessarily one that had the longer slideshow. Just because, like, it's always been what we can't do.
It's going to be longer now.
You know what I'm saying?
Across the league. It's just, like I said, like, it's different, though. It's different even from when you was playing versus now.
Right.
It's easy access to do it.
Like, no,
even,
it is.
Even so, having conversations, it's funny, bro, because, like, even just having different conversations with people that I know, like, for instance, you know what I'm saying? Like, even DB. It's like there's certain things that I just feel like we can't even necessarily even talk about. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because, you know, if, you know, God forbid something like that happened, I put in a slip.
Right. Yeah, no, we definitely don't want nothing like that. So that's why it's like, you know, just for most people, like, shit, it's...
Stay away from this shit.
Until you know, we started getting into it because of the pod and stuff like that, like, yeah. I ain't really do nothing.
You weren't familiar? Yeah. You weren't even familiar with it at that point. You weren't even familiar with it. All right, like, what's the what? Yeah, facts.
You know, like...
Y'all just avoid that shit and stay far away from it as possible.
Yeah, I mean, other guys, like, probably, you know, have fun with the other sports. But, like, my sport, as far as, like, damn, betting on football, there would be no, like, hell no. Nah, they not finna clip me up on nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like I said, bro, I ain't surprised he got that ban. And, you know, like I said, bro, even with, you know, his like, knowing who even, like, your brother is, bro, it's like, bro, you don't want to bring nothing like that to somebody front door, even, man. But it is what it is. Like, he out of here, he ain't coming back.
Nah, it's the craziest part was just, like, betting is already in itself. We know the damn sports betting shit. I done seen so many of my homies just be like, damn, I done missed that bitch by one fucking half a stat, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
To win 5,000, you know what I'm saying? Crazy ass amounts of money. Missed it by one leg, bro. Two legs.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. He's supposed to do. And then now he pulled himself out of the game. It's a very like risky game that you playing, and he ain't even win more money than he made. Like,
which is crazy, bro.
That
brings up to me. Just be honest, fool. I do think like
what?
For him that you know, or for anybody in that type of situation, they got to be some level of like addiction involved in that shit, bro. Because like to me, this just don't make no sense for you to put that. But like the amount of money that he put up, do me a favor and like. pulled it up real quick, like the amount of money that he was actually betting, bro. It was just ridiculous. Like, yeah, damn, like you really. I feel like it's like, damn, like
you're trying to win big money.
You really like out here, like trying to do this.
Trying to do some Vegas type shit.
Yeah. Like, why are you even risking like that for even that amount? Cause to your point, he was making more than lead.
Bro. Wait, hold on, wait.
Where we go now?
Said placed 13 bets that amounted to $54,094.
$54,000, bro.
On multiple games. I mean,
that was his total payout, right? Is that right? $54,000?
No, that's how much he placed.
Right, that's how much he
placed. That's how much they placed on the bets. They say he didn't even make more than like $25,000 or some shit.
No, I feel like he made
a lot of money.
It wasn't a lot, but it was enough to where, like, you know, they took a look at it. Like, hold on now. Well, because that's the way that he got caught. Go ahead, Faye.
Yes, there were other people making bets with the information he was providing them, which is what started basically them flagging all the bets. So it wasn't necessarily him, but he was basically passing on information setting some shit up.
But he himself, he didn't win a whole lot of shit.
No, he didn't. He didn't. Nah.
Which is it's
crazy, bro.
Some bonehead shit.
Anyway, hey, listen, bro. Like I said.
So he actually made 13 bets from a different account and he earned $76,000.
$76,000.
But he put up 50 some K for that. So his payout was about 22K.
That's what I said. He didn't make more than 25 bands, bro.
Bro. Wildin' cuz. Wildin'. Anyway, okay. Bye bye.
Yeah, bro.
You call, cuz.
They don't play that betting shit, bro.
Well, you going now. You can bet as much as you want to now, I guess.
That's fucked up.
It's true.
It is.
You can go crazy, big boy. Real talk. Go crazy, man.
Salary for the year was supposed to be
14.
14.
Wow. Anyway.
That's tough, man. You hate to see it.
You hate to see it, man. But, you know, like I said, bro.
Crazy decisions,
bro. Yeah. It is. It is crazy decisions, man. Yeah. On a positive note, though.
He said, on a positive note, though. You don't even know what's next, nigga.
I sure don't. Well, you know what? I was going to bring
you
up.
You don't even know what's next.
But I did want to say, I did want to shout out. I'm curious to know what you think about this. Did you hear about Caitlin Clark getting a shoe with Nike?
Oh, yeah.
She getting a signature shoe?
Yeah. They was talking about, I mean, it's been a lot of talk. Well, I guess recently about the women's, you know, getting more signature shoes and stuff like that.
So I was talking to, it was funny, I was talking to my wife about this. And I think she read a post or whatever the case may be that was saying, that was basically advocating for Aja Wilson.
Yeah, because that's what I said. She wanted the top players in their game and she don't got a shoe.
But she ain't got a shoe.
Yeah. They don't, I mean, bro, it's been.
What you think about that?
I mean, it's a crazy time because there's so many shoes on the other side. Shit, Wimby, that boy got, you know what I'm saying? He already getting concepts and shit for his shoes. He got a design and this and that. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of stars on the other side.
I'm going to be honest with you. I get it. Like, I know Asia's like that. Asia's Asia.
But sweet.
But bro, was she, like, at this point, I'm just looking at the standpoint of like, all right,
I get what you're saying,
if
but
you drop a shoe, but and if she drops a shoe, which one going?
Okay, but check this out.
Yeah.
Of course, it's, you know, the viewership is different. You know, people might say the money they make is different, but at the end of the day, basketball shoes are basketball shoes. And you know what I'm saying? These female athletes, the top athletes in the WNBA, college, like they have a lot of influence on these younger people. I mean, shit, I just saw a video. It was Flajee. She was at a shoe signing or something like that. Yeah. A little boy in tears, you know what I'm saying? Getting to meet her and she signed autographs and stuff. So it's like, you know, they have just as much influence in the game. And if they, you know, make the girl shoes, the female basketball player is going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, some of them might wear the other shoes as well. But if it's female basketball shoes, female, you know, WNBA players with shoes out there, the girls out there, the little girls are going to go buy their shoes. Some of the dudes is going to wear.
Are there any other girls that have a shoe? A signature shoe? Or would she be the first? I'm curious about that. But go ahead.
It might be a like a select few, bro. It's probably a select few. Yeah.
Okay. 12 players there in history.
In the history. So it's like they open the avenue, bro. It's shit. Basketball shoes.
No black WNBA players have a signature shoe. But who are the 12 players that got signature shoe?
So we trying to find something out, bro. What's going on?
I'm just that's from USA Today. So who are the 12 women that had a signature shoe?
In the history.
In the history. Oh, okay, so I guess this currently playing. I'm because Sheryl Swoops is black. that was the first name.
Right.
Okay, so currently there isn't any black people that got it. Okay.
Currently. But yeah, so that's I mean, shit, if they put them shoes out there, you know how shoes are in basketball. They like cleats and people wear other people's shoes or they get them customized, all the different designs. I mean, it's a lot of shoes out there, but it's a lot of people playing basketball.
Yeah.
So
there's a market for everybody. So I feel like to the point of the conversation, I feel like Asia should have had a shoe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, just from what she's been doing and to your point, somebody would have.
So it said active players who previously had a shoe. Yeah, Diana Stewart, Candace Parker. Three WNBA players with shoes. Breonna Stewart, Elena Deladon, and Sabrina. Damn, I don't know how to say her last name. I don't know. Excuse
me. Ionescu.
Wait, say it again.
Ionescu.
She was the one that was shooting against Steph, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So three people in the WNBA.
And two of them on the same squad. That's funny.
Yeah.
Asia should have had a shoe.
Well, I mean, you know, they look, man.
Asia should have had a shoe. Somebody would have bought Asia's shoe by now. And then too, like just like the marketing behind it. Cause like, that's the thing, bro. Like I feel like you can give anybody the shoe. If you market it right, they gonna buy the shoe. You know, you feel what I'm saying?
I mean, but yeah, I guess.
Nike could have took Asia Wilson. Gave her a shoe and marketed the crap out of the shoe. Folk would have bought the shoe. She would have been, you know, like girls across America would have copped the shoe, bro. Yeah. So, but anyway, shout out to Caitlin, though. That's dope. Like I said, man, like, you know, it's more WNBA, man. Like, hey, listen, I'm excited to see. They did announce they were trying to do some expansion in the WNBA and Nashville's name popped up on their list.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be a great choice. Not for nothing. Philly, Toronto, Portland, Denver, Nashville, and South Florida as well. Out of that list, Nashville, like I don't
you
know
feel
much
like
about
that's a top. That's a top.
I feel like Nashville. I feel like Nashville is one of these cities, bro. And I'm not just tuning because like I'm here, but like whenever a new sports team comes, like people gonna show up because folks just want to do something. Like our soccer team is games always popping, games always popping, the press games always popping. You know, if you put it here, you know what I'm saying. We'll make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most in what is that's fourth
number
in
four
last attendance.
Mm, so
okay. They also win a lot, so I feel like that
they do
determines
win
some stuff too.
That's true. That is true. They do win a lot. They do win a lot.
One of the MVPs is our star, Hani Mukhtar.
Okay, then I know that. All right,
man, with the knowledge.
Appreciate that, man.
Okay,
that's why you're here for the mic, bro.
Speaking of expansions and new leagues,
yeah,
people liked. We was talking about golf, so I found my homeboy sent me a little something, and I thought this was pretty interesting.
Come on, give it to him. Golf
so
talk.
This is this is in the works. It's coming out. It's set for 2025.
Okay,
let me drop the link in here. But it's called TGL.
Okay,
I'm gonna send this link to you, Faye, just so you can have it real quick.
Okay, tell us about the TGL. You gotta pull it up right there. All right.
Oh, he got it pulled up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is like it looked like a short form, like golf type tournament. They'll go from city to city, bro. I watched a little video. They go from city to city. They'll do like, they'll do a team round. Then they'll do like a solo round.
Mm-hmm.
And
they got some names. Rory, Tiger. They got some names now.
Right. It's official coming out in 25, bro. And it's like, it was like I think they said something about, you know, they're shooting into like a simulator. Then they had they'll do the short game on like a generated field to where it could like, they could, you know, generate different courses and stuff like that.
Is it inside? It's like an inside thing?
It's remixed golf, man.
Damn, that look lit.
Team golf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they got 3-on-3s.
3-on-3?
And 1v1s.
Okay. All right, okay.
That shit kind of interesting though.
They'll be lit, yo.
It's almost like it's almost like a super, in what my mind thought of, like a super competitive, like Top Golf virtual mix mashup like that.
I thought, okay, yeah. But
six teams, go back to that suite, Faye. Six teams across the country, 24 superstar golfers.
Do we got a list of all the names? I didn't see Rory. Now, I saw Tiger Woods. I mean, those two names by himself are huge. Justin Thomas. Okay, I'm familiar with. Let me see.
Fowler.
Yeah, familiar with.
Fitzpatrick.
I'm familiar with them. Let me see who else.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of people in here. Homer.
Okay. All right. I will lock in. So it is, I'm just curious. Like, is it all going to be virtual? Is it like part three?
That's what
golf it, or go, is yeah, like go, Top
go,
Golf
yeah,
style?
Explain. Go to that. He got it right here. No, it's not. Okay, yeah. Just play the video. Can you?
Can we unmute it? You know mine? All right, bro. Nah, this is going to be lit, bro. It's just like, just seeing like the development of sports, bro, is like lit.
Creating some new shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. We got Faye.
Let's talk golf. TGL Golf. New 3-on-3 primetime golf league on ESPN. Six teams from six cities made up of the top players on the PGA Tour will play in two-hour weekly matches, culminating in playoffs and a championship. There are two sessions. The first, triples, a 9-hole 3-versus-3 alternate shot.
Okay.
The second, singles.
Mm-hmm.
Six holes of players going head-to-head. Each hole is worth 1 point. If tied at the end, an overtime determines the winner. Set in a first-of-its-kind venue, the players hit into a massive screen, 20 times the size of a normal simulator screen from up to 35 yards out. The short game will be played in an area larger than four basketball courts, on a tech-infused green with an adaptable surface to create hole-to-hole variations. TGL is also bringing to golf a shot clock, a ref, a timeout to ice the golfer, a hammer to raise the stakes, and the players are all mic'd up to get you in on the action.
All right, Faye.
That's some fire shit right there.
I'm interested.
That shit sound cool as hell.
I'm interested.
A virtual putting green.
And it speeds it up,
bro.
Too. Like how they doing it?
Shot clock, bro. Quit playing. Get your fucking caddy and talk to. Hurry up.
Nigga. Run a play. Run a play.
24 seconds on the clock, bro. You like, shit, fuck.
Quit playing. Okay, I like that, man.
That shit sound kind of cool, bro.
It do sound cool. All right. Well, Snap, listen. Since we're doing alternate sports, I did want to talk about this one picture I saw, bro. He's ambidextrous. And he launching it both arms.
Oh, the pitcher from state?
Bruh.
Yeah.
He throwing a 90 miles per hour one way. He take his glove off. Switch it.
And he got I saw he got a special glove, too.
And throwing 90 the other way. So I told you about my the guy that I work with. He's a pitcher. He was a pitcher in the majors. He was like, yeah, bro, like this. He said,
That's some talent right there.
That's real deal.
That's
that boy got a special made glove.
It's different.
They can go both ways.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's lit. So hey, it's a mistake. Got them a switch pitcher. If there, I know I've heard of a switch hitter. They got a switch pitcher.
Switch pitcher. I mean,
switch pitcher.
It might be something out there, bro.
Yeah,
it might be. Well, not I can't say throwing 90.
Throwing 90 both.
Throwing 90 both is crazy, but.
Like I'm just you know, just curious to see how. I mean, it must be accurate if like they got the gloves out. Well, now he can actually do it. He can actually do it.
Nah,
what's his name? I didn't get his name, bro. Shout out his name real quick, Faye. What's his name?
Man, I was hoping you were gonna ask because I do not know how to pronounce this.
All right.
No, don't do it.
No.
No.
JC. No. We're gonna make JC Jr. JC
Hell
Jr.,
nah.
Bro.
JC Gerangelo.
That boy.
Gerangelo.
Nope.
Nah.
I don't want to butcher that because, you know.
JC Jr., bro.
You know how it's going to go down. Y'all going
to. That's why I took it off the screen super fast. Like, hopefully that's it.
Somebody was going to try to say that. Can we get a pronunciation, bro? Somebody got it out there, bro.
Man, what? Voice memo into the, the chat.
It's a clip or something.
Oh, man. But anyway, I thought that was interesting, bro.
We're doing it big. Both arms. Okay, go crazy.
Both arms, man.
So this was interesting to see, you know, the the whole lay of the land for sports is different now. They doing all the recruiting different, the portal, all that stuff.
Okay.
So they got the Colorado, they posted this for Shador and Shiloh to DM them for the transfers.
Really?
Hey, bro, y'all hit us up.
Really, bro?
I got offense, you got defense. Just DM us.
That's what they doing?
Now, I don't know if this is for real, for real. This should be funny if it did. I mean,
they put on their soul. Somebody going to DM them.
Of course.
I bet somebody DM them.
Of course.
They sent the highlight just like they sent it to the Raw Rome Academy. They gonna send them their tape.
Right.
They gonna send them their tape. Shaka gonna be like, yo, Pops. Look at this cat here.
Nah,
what you think of that? What you think of that, Jay-Z?
I mean, I get like it, like it's that time. It's
that Colorado time. Colorado is getting a lot. Like I've been looking at them. I mean, this is not last chance, you. That's funny, son.
Hey.
That is funny. So basically, it's like, yo, if you ain't talented, do not hit me up. This is not just a show
for, you know what I'm saying? We not here to, like, we here to for real, for real.
I get it, bro.
It said they had,
man.
Wait, hold on. 14 players have been, yeah, 14. I was about to say, they have had some people leave and they have had some people come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's every school, bro. It's LSU. It don't matter what school it is, bro. People leaving in the portal.
Yeah.
The kids are leaving in the portal. It's basketball. It's across the board. Football. It's every sport now.
Yeah. Men and women.
They don't care. They don't care what it is.
Yeah.
They getting out of there. Mm-hmm. Shit. And I guess, you know, I seen this. They put the this is not last chance shoe. I seen that one of the, what's his name? Cormani. He had a video. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, you know, he ready to, further his career and find a place and play some, I guess, what'd he say, real football?
Well, he wasn't playing real football?
Hey, man.
I'm asking for a friend.
You know, he got a different story for himself, man.
Okay.
But it was just like a, you know, I guess kind of like a little shot at, I guess, what at the program that they got going on over at Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah, be a part of a real great program. I don't want to play for clicks type shit.
Damn.
And I guess, you know, the this is not last chance you type shit. Like,
damn.
I get it. I mean, I get it because it's like, this is the era of football where kids have the power and they don't, you know, I can't say all the time that we know what's best at that time. Like, cause if you could have just hopped here and did this, what you thought was going to be like, shit, you might not have learned some shit that you needed to learn. You probably set yourself up worse.
That's
type
true.
Shit. So it's like, I know
that's a crazy shot to take though. Like, I mean,
right. Right.
Like to take a shot at a program. Cause like now I'm thinking if I'm another school or another program.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's a slick part of your resume now, especially if it's out there like that.
Right.
What's another team think? You know, especially, I mean, look, at the end of the day, people got respect for Deion.
They do. But you know, some people might think that it's more of a show. It's more for the clicks and stuff like that. Some people, you know what I'm saying? Like the coach. Of course, he said it before the game, but after the game, he showed.
Which coach? You talking about the one from Colorado State?
Yeah. Well, he was, you know, saying, yeah, or yeah. Oregon or whatever. You know, the coaches have stuff to say about what goes on, and so does everybody else. So it's like, some people might feel like it's more for clicks, but it's
I'm pretty sure they got 2 days. I'm pretty sure they ain't practice. I'm pretty sure they ain't weight training.
Well, you can't do 2 days.
Well,
can't do that.
Okay.
You can't do that. See, I knew you was a villain. You doing illegal shit. You got 15-year-olds on your record. Nah, sweet. They gonna call the people on your ass. But yeah, so like, it is a weird thing to say just because like, and I guess, you know, people on the internet, they're going to do their little research.
They are.
And it's like, they said he's been to multiple schools already. You know what I'm saying? In and out of the portal a few times. So it's like, dang, bro. Like,
hey, before we get too far into that, he was a freshman last year. So he did not bounce around.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
Excuse me. But still the players that do have that type of journey.
Off of him, just in general. Just in general.
Like trying to find a place and just want to be in the portal and hop around and have this. Like there are cases where the portal can do you some good, but it's hard and it's this lay of the land now for college football because there's so many people out there, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And again, we say it all the time. So many people out there, but it's the same amount of schools.
Right.
And same amount of schools.
It's just like, yeah, I mean, like,
okay.
You want guys to have the best, best options available for themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like, at some point, you gotta put your feet on the ground and do some work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just keep going everywhere hoping that it's gonna be
different.
Yeah, it's gonna be different, or you're gonna get the shot that you feel like you deserve. Like, some point you gotta develop.
Well,
tough game out there. Real tough game out there.
Tough game, man. I got a shout out to another coach real quick since we're still on college football, man. Harbaugh out here. He's trying to step up his game.
I ain't never seen this before.
Tat it up.
Man, hold the fucking phone. No, stop.
Tat it up.
Barbara.
Tat it up.
What the fuck is that?
15-0, baby.
15. But that little ass tattoo, bro. That little baby ass M.
That man got a jailhouse tattoo.
That jailhouse, bro, come on now, sweet.
He didn't even sauce it up.
That's dorm room in the living room, bro. Niggas playing 2K, got the window, like all types of shit, bro. Food everywhere.
That's come on funny, now, bro. Son.
That shit look cheap. He probably paid $40 for that bitch.
I wanted Bass here so bad, bro. You know, Bass and King got tasked for. I wanted to see that reaction.
Man, ain't no way. He could have got a fire ass tattoo, bro. That could have, bro.
But like, that's how you know they might troll it, though. This ain't no man trolling, though. But I mean, it is a tat, though. Like, he got a tat.
That nigga pulled that shit. I got a tattoo, man.
Bruh.
Look at it.
Bruh.
Man, boy, if you don't get your ass.
I ain't lying to you. If I was the tat artist, I was like, come on, Cobra. Like,
you got to do something. You got to do something spectacular.
Exactly. I would have been like, come on, bro. Like, let me go ahead and give you one. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck with you. Like,
no, that nigga had it.
Everybody said, no. I want an M. In a 15. Yep,
that's it, right there.
Dash no. Zero.
Man, that basic ass shit, bro. That shit look booty as hell.
That's crazy, son.
I ain't trying to hate, but that shit trash.
It is. It is.
That hoe had to be $30.
Right, yeah. Hold on, let me see. Patino's. See, that's hard.
He got the actual school symbol.
That's fire, bro.
Cause he could have got the actual Michigan M.
That would have been.
He got an old script ass.
He didn't even do it. He ain't put no blue, no yellow with it, bro. Just black.
Basic ass font, bro. He could have got it at least the actual school.
He just got a regular.
Come on,
Child's New Roman M.
I mean, you did good on the championship, my guy. Damn, that tattoo.
That's funny, son. That's funny.
I hope they clown you, coach.
Oh, yeah. He can clown.
Please clown coach, bro. Because what the fuck is that?
Hello, who is this right here? Mike. Snap. Mike Malone got one, too.
Is that a chicken nugget? Oh, that's the McDonald's chicken nugget. That looked like one of the McDonald's chicken nuggets, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. Like,
you don't remember that? You don't remember that?
It's not a chicken. That's a dude.
It's a nugget. Did they say a Nuggets tattoo?
It's the Denver Nuggets, bruh.
He might have got it. I don't know what they got, bruh.
That's not their mascot, bro.
What is it?
It's a dude with a red beard. I don't know. Some cartoon character.
I can't see. I can't see. It's blurry as hell, bro.
So he said, that's a nugget. Is that a cheeky nugget?
Hey, look, bro. I had thought about that shit recently, bro. If niggas, everybody don't remember, bro, that McDonald's had the chicken nugget characters, bro.
Did they have chicken nugget characters? I'm trying to think now. Oh, shit, there you go.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah, they had characters, bro. That's funny, son.
Come on now. That's why I was like, what is that? Is that a fucking chicken nugget, bro?
Bro, McDonald's.
My brain heard nugget, and I thought of chicken nuggets, bro. That's some fat shit, huh?
Yeah, bro. Big backing. You already big backing.
I don't know, bro. I saw Nuggets and I already know, bro.
Come on, man. Listen, since we already on big back, come on, bro.
You trying to get to it?
Let's go get the big backing, man.
Big back, all right.
Let's get
bro.
The big backing,
look,
bro.
We ain't got a king. I would look, bro. I wanted to. I got a pillow. Bring that. I want to. Let me pass me one of those.
Oh, shit.
Pass me one of those. You want one?
No.
You want one? You don't want one?
Go and give me one, bro. How many do you got?
Just, you got two?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Look. So we got it. Since King ain't here, bro. Here, take that one. Yeah, take that one. Since King ain't here, bro, we just going to get right for Big Back Hour. We got to have a representation, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad I wore a sweatshirt.
Yeah, we got to have a representation, and we gonna pop out the donuts. Mm-hmm. It was a cinnamon roll in here for game.
Was it?
Hey, bro, I couldn't be fat.
Nah, I couldn't.
This ain't right, fool. This is obstructive. This shit is obstructive. Like,
but listen, I know why they all be wrestling like this now, because it is just a little stink. Oh, shit. Hello, bro. Pass the box.
Oh, my bad.
This man right here hogging the box. My bad. You doing them donut holes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nah, bro. This is, hey man, shout out to the big backs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to this first submission here.
We gotta
break it off with this. You pulling up?
You gotta pull it up.
Go ahead, play it.
You ready?
We got a new theme song. They said play this with King. He ain't even here.
A 5, 3, 2, 1. I killed the notes.
Big back, big back. Big back, big back. Yeah, my back is loaded up with snacks and different foods. Squeeze into this tiny shirt, my big back has no room. Big back, big back. Big back, big back.
Yeah.
Big back, big back. Big back, big back.
Look at that ass. Big
back. Oh, hell yeah.
That is hilarious, bro.
Okay. You hear me breathing?
I'm tired too.
Can you hear me breathing? Is it the extra... God dang.
I'm tired already.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. All right, let's get to the first submission, man. Go ahead, let's see what we got here.
All right, man. Let me see what we got here. Caramel Crunch Hawaiian Cinnamon Roll.
Is it caramel or caramel?
That's a good question.
We're not going to get into that.
That's a good question.
Caramel Crunch Hawaiian Cinnamon Rolls.
We can get into that later, filling. Though. Put a pin in there. Put a pin in there. Mmm. Cream cheese filling.
The Hawaiian Rolls.
I know.
I'm going to try it. Off rip. It's Hawaiian roll. I'm going to try it.
Anything Hawaiian roll, I'm going
to
try
it. How did they get the top candy like that? That shit was fire.
I do want to see a process.
You know what I'm saying? A process would be nice. But it do look good, though. It look like a Hawaiian roll Twinkie with the candy top on it.
Oh, that bitch do sound kind of good. Mm. That bitch do sound kind of good, bro.
It sound good.
I'm gonna have to go like eight. I'm gonna have to go like eight, bro.
I'm gonna let you do all the rankings.
Cause that's like a snack thing.
It is.
And King might be like, that ain't big back enough. Cause you know he'll probably have to eat the whole tray.
The whole tray for sure. But is that like a peach on top? Is that what it is? A peach?
No, I think that's just like some of the fillings sticking. You know how the Twinkie on the end.
You can see a little bit.
So that's not bad. That's not bad.
All right.
But okay. You know, if they wanted to make it big back, you could have took, because they do have the Hawaiian loaves.
They do got the Hawaiian loaves.
You
could have
just made a loaf. Make the loaf and call us back. Make the loaf and call us back.
All right. Okay. Well, I do like the, you know, I feel like these are just, you know, they're just convenient.
You feel like that was just convenient?
They're just convenient.
Yeah, but still, that's not what we're here for. We're here for backing.
we're here for convenience.
We're here for backtivity, baby.
Man. Okay. All right. What else we got?
May had a dessert in here.
Okay, we got some desserts. Okay.
Peanut butter Oreo cheesecake bars.
I feel like I've had that before, actually.
This actual dessert here.
Not bars, but I've had a Oreo cheesecake.
A peanut butter Oreo cheesecake?
I feel like I've had an Oreo one. I don't know if I had peanut butter
one. Yeah, but I say peanut butter and Oreo sound a little extra.
You never had Oreos and peanut butter?
No, I'm saying like they don't usually do those together.
I mean, but you have Oreos and peanut butter though, right?
Yes.
Okay, but
I'm saying, but they don't usually be Oreos and peanut butter when you order. Now, this shit look pretty good.
It look good. Like I said, I've definitely had a cheese. Anything cheesecake related like this, I would try.
I don't think
that's big back enough, though, because I feel like it's slick norm. I've seen that before.
That's a little, like, artsy. Slick. It's like artsy type.
Yeah.
It's some cutesy shit.
You know where I got the peanut butter Oreos from too?
The what?
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap. They made that on the show?
On Parent Trap. On Lindsay Lohan. You remember May May? May May seen Parent Trap.
I mean that's a long ass
time.
You remember
she had peanut butters and Oreos?
A long ass time.
There you go.
Ago,
yes,
bro.
Sir. Yes, sir. Peanut butter. Like I was like, huh, peanut butter Oreo. I remember so when that,
you tried it then?
I tried it then. I said, wait a minute now. They on to something.
Since we didn't really like that dessert in there. I'm gonna just go ahead because you know I got a submission on hand now.
I
just threw one in there.
Yeah,
and we
wait, you gotta rate this.
We gotta rate this.
Right.
I mean, not big back enough.
Yeah, it's not really big back enough.
But
rate it. Go ahead, give it a rating.
That is the rating.
You gotta give it a number.
Not
bro.
Big back enough. A four, bro.
Oh, all right, there we go. 4 out of 10 big backs.
A four.
All right.
Because it's not big back enough.
All right. Let me see.
Look at that dessert right under there.
Let's go to the next one.
It's the one without a dash. Yeah.
Let me see what we got here.
Now this one.
Oh, my God.
Now that's big back as hell.
Is that the oatmeal pie? Oh, my goodness.
He had to confirm it. Now this right here.
Oh, man. Oh,
now this right here, they doing it right, bro. You get they got the big ones.
The big joints.
The jumbo sides. Oh, and then they filled in the crevices.
Oh my goodness.
And that's a big ass, that's a lot of ice cream right there, bro.
Oh my goodness.
That's a lot of ice cream right there, bro.
That's big backing.
For sure.
That's big backing.
For sure. And you freeze that.
Oh my goodness.
And chop it up.
Oh.
That's like giving what is the one with the
and then put the sauce,
the drizzle. We're going 10 out of 10 with this one.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
10 out of 10 right there.
That's a good
oatmeal
one.
Cream pie ice cream sandwich for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
And bro, just
go have my back like this.
You got me. Yeah,
because you got to hold it like it's a burger.
It's so funny, bro. Like we so far away from the mic.
Oh yeah, you got to lean.
We got to lean in.
You got to lean up. That's his gut right here.
It's a gut. All right. Okay. We got that.
We got that, bro. We like that.
That was a good one. We got that. Okay. Okay, it's a big chocolate chip cookie, cheesecake stuffed chocolate chip cookie.
Batman put this in here too.
Mm-hmm. I'm messing with it.
I mean that's creative with the cookies.
Yeah, I'm messing with it.
That's creative, but I don't know.
Have you been a crumble before? Huh? You been a crumble cookie?
I have, but I'm not like a crumble cookie type of guy. I'm like a homemade cookie type of guy.
Okay, I feel like I'll see this in a crumble cookie,
but I wouldn't order this. I like regular cookies. Like, I like just cookies.
You're not a great American cookie pie guy?
No. That's cookies. Like, it might just be a little bigger, but this is specialty cookies type shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, you're not with the specialty cookie.
Not necessarily.
You just want your cookies.
No.
Cookie.
I want to, you know what I'm saying? Give me a chocolate chip, a macadamia, you know, oatmeal raisin, bro. Like, I don't need a sugar cookie, bro. I don't need a fancy ass cookie.
I got you.
So
Subway got the best white chip macadamia.
Yes.
McAllister's got the best sugar.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Say something there.
Winnie's got the best chocolate chip.
Okay, we'll have to confirm. But this look like it would be pretty good, but I would try it one time probably.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of stuffed cheesecake. I like cheesecake though. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake stuffed and stuff.
Yeah, cream cheese.
This would probably be like a five, maybe like a four for me.
I'm gonna eat this though.
I would eat one.
Oh shit!
You gotta wash out now. Ah, hell no. You gotta move.
Bro,
your
look
gut
at the way that
we
sitting, bro. No, yeah, everything changed, bro.
All right, let's see.
All right, what it is, bro? Okay, yeah, this is one of my submissions. Let me see. All right, pineapple thrown chicken. And you're going to see the process. They're going to see the process of what this man about to do to this chicken.
That's
mm-hmm. So he cut it up. He got him a bird seasoning the well.
Yeah.
Taking the pineapple, putting it on there.
Wow.
And you about to smoke that motherfucker.
Okay.
You got to make the sauce now. Making the sauce. He putting all up in there, whipping. This is a process.
That's gonna be spicy.
I like to see the process.
You do gotta see the process.
I gotta see the process.
Okay, the bird cooking nicely.
That bird is cooking. Sweet, that's spicy, and delicious is what he's saying.
That's crazy how he did that. That's just
but like, you can see that juice though.
Yeah, it is juicy. We like a good juicy chicken.
All right, what you giving?
What I'm giving it, I mean, that's what you put in here, sweet?
Yeah. You don't like this shit?
My back just got smaller.
Really?
He just smoked the chicken on a pineapple.
You ain't never seen that, though.
Huh?
You ain't never seen that.
I mean, I could have came up with that.
Oh, shit. Okay, my bad. Cooker. My bad. My fault.
My back didn't get bigger.
My fault, man.
It looked like it'd be good.
It looked like it'd be fine.
You'll have, but here.
It's not really big back. Okay, I got
he
you.
Ain't
bro.
Do enough.
I got you, man.
He ain't
my
do
bad.
Enough.
I'm sorry, fool.
He ain't doing enough.
I tried.
You did try.
I tried something. What I got
I'm
next?
I'm proud of you.
I tried, bro. What I got next?
But you got to do better.
I got to do better.
Look, this better not be disappointment. We're going
I don't know what I put up in there, fool. Go ahead.
Did you guys rate that one? Did you guys write
it? Zero, basically.
A one? Fuck.
A one?
Fuck. The chicken was probably good, but I like, come on now.
I got for one. All right, what was the next one I got? Okay, what was this? Oh, this really one a Big Mac, but this right here is how baked beans is supposed to be cooked at a barbecue. That's how you cook.
But you do look good.
That's what you do.
Sausage in there. They got
everything up in there. Little brown sugar.
Sugar in there.
Meat. That's how you do baked beans. I know that ain't big backing though. This is more so like a tutorial on how you supposed to do your beans, bro.
Man, get your mans, bro.
What I say? That's at some pause worthy.
Man, see,
just in case,
losing it over here.
Just
bro.
In case.
Yeah, you cooked, sweet.
Oh, I know what I said.
You cooked.
I know what I said.
You are cooked.
It's over.
It's okay, bro.
It's a wrap.
It's
his stomach, bro. I can't think, fool.
You can't think. Big Mac make your head hurt. It make your head hurt.
Yeah. Look at
all right.
Him.
That, I mean,
look at
that wasn't a good one, sweet. We can't end on that.
No, well, shit. My head, I got another one.
No, nah, bro. Look we him, can't end on that. He said, huh.
You got one?
I know I got one in here. I didn't put it in here, bro. I had a lot of shit going on. You know it was one of them days.
I got one. I know.
No,
I got,
bro. I got another one.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I got another
one. I bet you'll find mine first.
No, you won't, bro.
Watch.
You probably will.
I'm already here.
I already know it. I know what mine is, but right, I can't find it, bro.
Boom.
That's some bullshit.
Boom. Copy link.
What the hell is this?
That shit better be Big Back. We're going to see.
All right, slap that phone at your hand, bro. That little back-ass shit you got coming through here, bro.
Hello. All right, Faye. Hello. Go ahead, click it, man. Go ahead, click it. All right, here we go. Here we go. A Big Mac Salon.
Sweet. What the fuck is going on, bro?
That's a big bag.
No!
It's big bagging.
No!
That is big bagging.
No!
That's not big bagging? I don't know what you call it.
That's heart attacking.
It is heart attacking. That is a heart attack way down.
Golly, bro. Shit.
Tell the people what you see, bro. We got people that's just listening, too. So it's 11 Big Macs, 10 Big Fries, 20 chicken nuggets.
That look like 12.
And a loaded with sauce.
They chopped them up.
Chopped them up and made a Big Mac casserole.
They cubed the Big Macs,
mm-hmm.
threw them in there. Then they chopped up some chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Then they threw some fries on top of that. Then they threw some
The fries was the base.
the fries was the
base.
There's no way.
That's just wasting food
Come on, bro.
But it's Big Mac and though.
I'm taking this damn shit out, man.
Thank you, fool. I'm sweating. Shit. All right, sir.
Fucking bullshit ass. A zero, cuz.
Zero.
This has been this one of the saddest Big Back hours.
You ain't had none. And we ain't have a Big Back either.
Because it was stuff going, bro. It was one I seen
today. Was one of them days, bro.
It was one I seen today. I'm gonna bring it for next week, bro.
Let's bring it for next week.
It's a great submission. Great submission.
Comment section.
12 out of 10. I know King would have had a dozen.
Comment section, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit up the comment, let us know what you think.
Yeah, y'all give us y'all ratings, man. Like
I know y'all disappointed this week. Hell, niggas
I would be disappointed too, man.
Folks was like, oh, my camera for the real shit.
I know, fool.
Yeah. We gonna die this week.
I honestly thought Sweet said he said he had some, so I was like, I trusted it. Shit.
But listen, you know, I'm not a Big Mac either, though.
Yeah, we can't trust
See?
You.
See?
It's your fault. We can't trust
it's
you.
It's your fault, submissions. Man. Anyway.
That's crazy as hell.
Next segment.
All right. Now it's time. It's time for the Raw Room Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Back That's to cool. the highlight taste, baby. If you send your highlight tape, because we get it every week,
mm-hmm.
do that. They must not be coming to listen to.
Mm-mm. They're not listening.
They must not have heard us.
They're not being coachable.
The 20 times. Coachable, please. Send your highlight tapes with link to the email.
What's the email, JC?
It's rawroomacademy@gmail.com.
There we go.
Make it easy for us, okay? So we can put you in the contest, man. Y'all have seen the past winners.
Yep. Shout out to the past winners. As soon as you know, go through that, or you can, please.
You know, if you've watched, you've seen all the submissions, bro. Like, we give love and we show love to everybody out here. You know what I'm saying? We get some coaching points. We love to see the tape, bro. We love to you know, have this opportunity to showcase you guys' work and give y'all some love, man. Give y'all some feedback. So sure. please submit correctly so we could, you know, tap in.
Yeah, shout out to last week winner was Deshaun Warner.
Yeah, big
fans. Yeah, that was the last
shout out to last week's winner.
So this now, week, what we got?
Let's get to the tape. Our first contestant for the day, Jaden Lang, running back athlete, 6'1", 190, class of, DeSoto High School. That made me think of DeSoto Central.
That's what I was thinking too.
I was like, DeSoto? Class of 25, okay. DeSoto, Kansas. Conference champ, junior year, 56 carries, almost 600 yards, 9 TDs, 8 catches, 100 yards, 2, okay.
10 yards, almost 11 yards per carry.
Yeah, let's see. Get to the tape, man.
Let's get to the tape. All right.
Oh, is that's a little triple option team? Okay.
That's what it look like.
Wing T.
Got it.
Hey.
Get to the house.
Oh,
gone.
Shook his ass.
Gone.
Slide.
Zoom.
Okay.
Gone.
Yeah. Okay. Get loose. All right.
He didn't receive the slot right there, right?
Reverse.
Oh, slide.
Okay.
All right, he fast.
Yeah. He got the speed. Got tackled. Okay, let's see him. Yep. Option play.
Okay. They get like in space. His play looked like.
He one of them guys, get him in space.
Get to the house.
Okay, yeah. Carry,
did he get there?
Carry the defenders, yes.
Got it, okay.
Yes, right. Fight for yards. We like to see that.
All right. What we got here?
Mm-hmm. Yep, speed. Use his legs. Option. Get to the edge. Okay, make a man
slide.
Miss.
Slide. Get to the and house.
Get
to the house.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
You got some speed.
You got some speed.
Not bad. Not bad out here. Still got another year.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I do see what he's saying. 10 yards per carry.
He toting the pill.
Yeah, 10 yards per carry. Okay, all right.
Carry defenders. Okay. Nice tape, Jaden. Appreciate you.
All right, let's go to JT, bro.
Next up, we got John Gardner, JT. Receiver cornerback, 5'11", 180. 2018 from Hill House High School in New Haven, Connecticut.
Connecticut, bro. Okay.
Connecticut. Okay.
Let's see.
I don't know a lot of ballers from Connecticut, but let's see. Me personally, I'm not saying they ain't, but I just...
I mean, I don't know any. I know of. I knew one.
Well, I knew one.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, there he is up top. You see him up top there?
Yeah, on defense. Hey. Ooh, nice. Sheesh.
Yeah.
There we go.
He got him.
He covered his own. Back downhill. Boom. Nice hit. Let's go.
Where we at?
We're going to see.
There he is. Okay. All right. Let's see where we got.
Oh, spin out. Boom.
Woo.
Oh, nice catch.
That was a good catch.
Nice little improvised one hand grab. Okay.
Good catch.
Nice little play. Wait a minute. Hand in the dirt.
Let's see him on the end there. Go up and go get it.
Leak through. Okay.
Got it.
Nice little leak through play. Yeah. All
right.
TD.
Okay, so we've seen some defense. We've seen some offense. There he is up top.
That was a nice little one-hand grab. I ain't going to lie.
All right, let's see here what we're going to do with it.
Okay.
Let this thing buffer a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Make a catch. Break a tackle. Get loose.
Gone. There we go.
He slid down. They gave up. They playing on the baseball field?
It would look like.
Damn, hold on. Go back.
Yeah, that was definitely a baseball field.
They playing on the baseball field?
Yeah, what it was.
Oh, that's tough.
It's grass, though. Grass and dirt.
Okay, trick play. Oh, he went. Oh, damn. Wait a minute. Go back. That was it.
That better not be.
Damn.
This how you gonna show
us? I mean, because that play is over with. It's 7-8 niggas right there.
You don't put that in. Okay, all right.
He stiff arm, bro. He wanted to. I mean, shit. Like DB. He put that pass. They had that pass on him. So shit, you gotta showcase the abilities.
Okay.
He threw that nigga. Yeah. He threw him out the club. Then he got hit.
He did. But, all right, okay.
All right, JT.
Okay, JT.
You got some nice plays on there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say Gallium.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking the wrong people because y'all don't know.
What?
All right.
Come on now.
Mr. Taylor the second. Mm-hmm. Linebacker DB. Okay, 5'11", 180. Okay, damn. Okay, got to do what you got to do. Class of 24 from, what is that, Killeen?
Killeen High School in Killeen, Texas.
They might say it weird. They probably say it weird out there.
Man. Yeah, man. Well, maybe it was like Killeen or some shit.
Oh, hell no. This nigga, he speaks Spanish.
12. 12 makes it.
He speaks Spanish. Yeah. All right, anyway. 24 signing class for the Ottawa University Braves.
Okay.
NAIA in Ottawa, Kansas. Okay, let's see.
See what you got, man.
Mr. Taylor, the second.
Linebacker DB.
Defense.
Let's see where we at.
Or the special teams.
Oh, he going to get it.
Hey.
He got it.
He blocked the kick.
Yeah, he blocked. Oh, no, he caught it. He caught it.
Okay. Ooh, get loose.
He sliding?
Yeah. Going home. That's how you make a play right there.
There we go.
That's how you make a play right there. In the right place at the right time.
Shout out to the guy that blocked the two, though.
Yeah, yeah. Special teams play. We like that.
Got to block the two.
Pop it off of special teams.
Right there in the middle. You see him. Got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
Shoot the gap, baby.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Those two.
Like that. Shoot the gap. In the middle.
Top in the middle. Let's see where we're going.
Boom.
Got him. Oh, yeah.
About picked him up.
Okay. Okay. Got some. He said, I'm going to leave him here. My help coming.
Nice little defense play. Wait, go. I didn't see
yeah,
where
I
it was.
See, I didn't see. I didn't see. Go back, go back, go back, go back.
I didn't see where it was.
I didn't see where it was either. All right, let's see here. Go back a little bit more. Okay. I see him. I saw him.
Number 10?
No, he did highlight him. I see.
Oh, he did that shit. Okay.
Yeah, it was just real quick. It was a quick highlight. Yeah.
That little bad line, nigga. Oh.
Nah, that's actually a big ass line.
It skipped or some shit.
Yeah. It just skipped. You know, it'd be buffering.
Okay.
He making stops.
Let's see.
Boom.
Nice little tackle. Okay.
All right.
Mr. Gallium. Right. I hope I'm not saying that wrong.
It's all good.
It's a lot of 5'11s. All these, they about the same height.
Man, what?
They all about the same size.
Damn near.
All right.
5'11", 175.
Last submission for today, 5'11", 175. Mr. Greg Presley.
Okay.
Class of 2019 from Armwood High School in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Played last few seasons at Southern University. Okay, shout out to Southern. Down there in BR. Southeast, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, so currently in the transfer portal as a DB.
Okay.
All right. Transfer portal.
I'm going to see some speed, though. I want to see some speed. All right. And see here, where we at here? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a nice little...
Shout out.
Seen that before.
Neither.
Slide.
What are you going to do with it?
Cut. Fast as shit.
Yeah, I figured. I saw Florida. I was like, bro, I want to see some speed. The cameraman trying to keep up with him.
Oh, yeah. No, he slid like a motherfucker.
He got out there. Okay.
They didn't have a chance. Okay, right there. Show out.
Yes, sir. Get back to him. Cool. Mm.
Oh my goodness.
Slide. Boom. Cut. Yeah, he out of there.
Motherfucker is skating.
Get to the house.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This motherfucker running track out there.
Yeah, he fast.
Hell yeah, this speed.
Mm-hmm.
You just tell how certain motherfuckers' legs moves. He's like, boy.
Yeah. You can
He fast as hell.
He fast.
They got a flag. Now he's sliding. Getting to the paint every play.
All right, there we go. Like on outside. Ooh, now he's on outside.
See a little screen work.
Let's see. Motion.
No speed sweep.
Yeah, to him.
Yeah, I mean.
Slide.
Honestly.
And then he getting in there.
Nah, yeah, facts. I mean, he's one of those players, bro. I'm not even going to take a chance on him dropping the motherfucking pass. I'm going to just hand the motherfucker to him.
Just get to him and go.
Just motherfucker. Right here, bro.
Got
get to him and go.
Get that bitch, bro.
All right, JC, you got your work cut out for you, man.
That's a tough week right here, bro.
It is, man. I mean, I'll give you my two cents, but I'm going to let you pick. I mean, Greg, I figured we were going to see some speed.
Yeah.
I figured we were going to see some speed. I did like JT. I feel like, there was that one play with the stiff arm there. It was like, all right, you know. What was you trying to show us?
Nah, hear that.
You know what I'm saying?
He was trying to show the strength, man. The break tackle ability right there.
Okay, all right. Okay.
The break tackle. Okay. He must one of them, bro.
He did. And he
before he got jumped, changed he knocked quick. One of them.
He changed the tape quick when
that's,
next.
That's how you're supposed to do it. Cut the tape.
Yeah, quick. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So
but they
what you got though, JC? What you think, man?
Yeah, bro, that's a tough week, bro. That's really a tough week, bro.
It's tough.
Cause it's some good athletes here, man.
Mm-hmm.
The speed was popping off the tape for Greg, man.
And you saw it immediately with him. That's why I mean, like, you just knew off the back gate. He that man fast.
JT and Mr. Taylor, solid players.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, Jaden had a pretty good tape too.
He did. It was just a few times I wanted him to get to the house.
Yeah. You said, I mean,
it was a few times I did want him to get to the house.
Yeah, he still got a little time. He still got a little time.
I mean, but like, every play we saw though, it was right. I mean, to his point. Look,
about 10 yards of carry, 10 bro.
Yards of carry.
This probably been like, as far as the, you know, competitions go week to week,
it's
this
tight.
Probably been the toughest week for real.
This one's tight.
Ah, bro. Yeah,
I'm gonna say I think it's between Greg and Jaden Long.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say.
That's what I was thinking as well, bro.
So who you giving to, JC? It's on you, bro.
Shit, bro.
Faye, what you think?
Yeah, okay.
Shit. Faye, what you think?
But you know, I get to view basically all of these. So for me, if it's me, I'm going with Greg Presley. Like you guys said, the speed just popped out immediately.
Bro. As far as tape goes, bro, I mean, cooking. He getting to the paint every time.
And I ain't seen nothing, but yeah. The man's getting home.
Yeah, Greg going to have to be the one for this all right, week, then. Bro. He got a little slight edge, man.
Yeah.
Slight edge. Yeah. A little wild factor in there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a key element, bro. It is a key element.
But not to say that the
Jaden, though, he's still developing. He a junior.
Everybody's not say he didn't have it.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
That's true. I need something today.
He still got more time. He might come back next year.
You're right.
And take the cake.
You're right. Shout out to Greg Presley winning this week.
Shout out to all the entries this week.
All
man.
Of them.
Shout
absolutely,
out to all the young men, bro. We appreciate y'all tapping in. Some great ball players here. You know what I'm saying? And to the young guys, still got some time out there. And our guy Greg in the portal. Good luck to y'all, boys.
Best of
man.
Luck, man. For sure.
Best of luck, for sure.
Best of luck. That was a good one. That was a good one, JC.
Oh, for sure. That was a good week. That was a tight little race right there.
For sure, man.
Tight little race. Wait, hold on.
What we got here?
Man said, if I could have brought one coach from any team you played on to every team you played with, who would it be and why?
That's a solid question.
That's a tough question. That's a solid question.
Because it's not necessarily like a head coach. It can be your position coach. It can be anything.
Right. Damn, that'd be tough though. As far as like being a DB, well, I guess you could. It could be any coach.
It could be any coach
on the staff.
Yeah, it could be a coordinator. It could be.
Damn, that's tough.
That's a good question.
At any level too. That is tough because it's like shit. You got different type of memories with your high school coach or your. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you had multiple coaches in college and shit, like,
yeah.
Damn, that's tough, bro. That is tough as hell. Cause I remember my coach in high school, bro, Coach Williams. Mm-hmm. He played at JSU DB.
Okay.
And then he also coached the track team. So that's
okay.
Shit, in my career, like, dude, one of my favorite coaches, just cause he's like. You know, gave me a lot of the energy and, you know, some of the stuff that I know of, like, what a DB is, you know what I'm saying? Having a tradition, having a swag, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Being the playmakers, this and that, like, shit, it started back then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just having that influence from somebody that played
college football, but then also at a, you know, predominantly black university. And like, I had been to shit, a JSU game when I was younger. I've been to the Classic, you know what I'm saying? So like, just like different HBCU events, you know what I'm saying? Those atmospheres and seeing that shit, like, that's a different type of football. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of, you know what I'm saying?
It is a different type of football. Definitely, like, the atmosphere is different.
Right.
For sure, for sure.
So just having that background from early on, and then that kind of carrying over into track, where it's a, you know, the track meets, that's like a whole little, the team the whole day, you know what I'm saying? It could be, if your track team lit, it could be an experience type shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, him or them. Shit, I got Coach Raymond at LSU. Mm. Well, shit. Before we got Coach Raymond, we had, Coach Coop when I first got to LSU. So he was the one who recruited, you know, Patrick Peterson and Mo Claiborne, Ron Brooks, all them boys, Darryl, Tyron, E. Reed, you know what I'm saying? Sheesh. B. Taylor. Like,
those some names.
All them guys, you know, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he was one of the coaches, was just like, you know, one of the coaches was like, go ahead, bro. Like, we have all these talented guys. I brought you here for a reason. Go out there and show out. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was that coach. Like, that go, you know what I'm saying? Go let your abilities and your talent, your instincts, like, go put that on display out there when you out there. Like, let your personality show, have your swag. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he was the one that really, like, that I guess got that push, like, got the green light to be, you know what I'm saying?
To be you.
Cause for, yeah,
to your swag and be you.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. He was the first one that did that. So that was a really fun time. Shit. That was the year we went to the Natty. So it was just like being in that room, bruh.
Damn.
Okay. Bruh, just so many guys. It was so
you got memories.
Oh yeah,
with multiple coaches.
Oh yeah, shit. And then Coach Raymond, bruh, like that was the first coach that came in. Well, I say first coach, but he was the one that was like real strict about business, about, you know, being on the tape, being on your technique, knowing what it takes to work. Because he also played at LSU, and you know, just knowing what the culture is there. And you know, having the hard nosed mentality, you know, shit, getting the dog about you like this. That's what Coach Raymond did, bro. That's what he did. You know what I'm saying? Just made me buckle down on my game and be more of a professional when it comes to, like, you know, taking care of the small details and this and that.
I feel like everything, Coach, you mentioned just prepares you in a different way
in
for the next
way.
Level.
Absolutely.
Like your high school coach, like, all right, you know, this is your swag for the next level.
This is what DB is supposed to be like.
Right, right. And then, you know, with your first coach, like, I mean, just being around them dogs and say, hey, yo, go do you. Go ball out. Then you have Raymond. He's like, all right, yo, like, it's time, like, business time.
Right.
Next level. And now you in the league.
Yeah, so then when I got to the league, shit, Coach M, shit, he was like a Coach Raymond, like 2.0.
Yeah.
You know, league vet, played on a bunch of different teams. Coach with this, you know, Seattle and in the Legion of Boom era. So
Okay. So he came with some experience.
Yeah, came with some experience, you know, some playoff experience, and just like little keys and tips, and just even more so how to be a professional and be on your P's and Q's, know how to watch tape, you know how to, okay, shit, this is what we got to do. Like, okay, we're not just going to do this here when we an individual. We're going to do it, you know, 50 reps now, 100 reps now. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't practice because my foot. Mm. But, you know, shit, if I can't run, I can't practice. Well, shit, I can at least do, you know, the technique. Boom, I'm stepping, practicing my steps. I'm at least do
footwork.
That. 100 100 times. I'm doing that after practice. And then once we got to practice, we'll do it, you know, in the walkthrough, in practice, at the end of practice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just being on it. And then, you know, knowing what it is to be a professional, and, you know, him being on multiple teams, being a free agent guy and getting cut, and just knowing what it is to work in the league and be, you know, an impactful player on your team. Just, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
That was a good question, bro.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's hard though, because I can't just be like, Yeah, damn. Like
every coach serve his purpose in a way.
It'd be tough, bro.
Yeah, but to your point, I feel like just every coach served his purpose though. Like I don't think you could have brought your high school coach to the league with you. No. You know, it wouldn't have worked. But like he did his job while he was in high school to get you. All right, listen, this is what I got to do now for you. Now you over there, you know.
At any level, just like for the fun of it, at any level, bro. Damn. Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro.
Everybody thinking about this is on wax too.
Bro.
You can't do it, JC. Come on, bro.
Bro, I don't know, man. That shit tough, bro. It'd probably be Coach Raymond though, bro.
Coach Raymond,
that's my nigga, bro. He was one of, you know, the first coach that really like challenged me and got it up out of me, bro. Like,
yeah,
all right, bro. Like, fuck you gonna do, bro?
Okay, all right.
You gotta do this shit. Go ahead, tighten up, bro. Or it's gonna be the next man, like type shit.
Oh bro. Snap! Okay, all right. Well, there you go then,
Coach Raymond. That's my nigga, bro.
That's what's up, bro. It's a good question, man.
Hell good yeah. Question, good question, man.
Well, snap, question. Bro.
It's been a time. It's been a time, head ass.
Look at me. I'm just...
Not you got to check in.
Oh, my God. You got anything else, though, bro? Anything else at all, man?
Man, you want to ask a question? I mean, you are sitting here.
You sitting here, man. You got one for us? Or was it your only question?
I mean,
it's probably your only question.
You want to say something to the roomies while you have the floor?
Check out the merch.
Hey, yo, this is a check out the merch.
Check out the merch.
Well, y'all heard sure, it, bro. Y'all heard it here from Maymay, the one and only. Go ahead over to the website.
Rawroompod.com.
Right there from Alex Sweet. Rawroompod.com/shop. You forgot a little piece.
Yeah, that's
Slash like Shop. And y'all find the merch, man. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all tap in with us over here on the YouTube. If you haven't, go ahead, hit the subscribe button. You know what I'm saying? Hit that like button. Comment. You know what I'm saying? Tell us about your Big Back experience, if you liked it or not. Maybe you're going to make something. Give us your ratings, please. Mm-hmm. Tell us, you know what I'm saying, if you think Sweet's an evil villain or not. Because he definitely is. You setting up shit, bro. I ain't never heard all the ins and outs. Anyway, but yeah, just, and if not, bro, if anything, bro, just say, hey, you know what I'm saying? Tap in with the roomies, bro. We appreciate y'all. We love doing this, man.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to hear from King next week.
For sure.
Hopefully we'll hear from DB soon, bro.
Yeah. Hey, prayers up to everybody up out there too. Like I said, hey, listen, it's been beautiful outside. I'm not sure if it's beautiful where you are. Be safe in the streets. Yeah. Summertime is around the corner.
Absolutely.
We want y'all to tune back next week, every single week. So make sure y'all be safe, have fun, but do so responsibly, bro. Real talk.
Absolutely. It's been a time here at the Raw Room, baby. And we out of here.
Peace.
Peace.
If you have something to say, need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording the session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at the Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy, JC. JCar_11, Twitter. Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at raw_room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. We'll tune in for you next week. Easy.